Media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There have been extremely dark developments on every front in the last 24 hours since we were last with you. 20 hours, if you want to be technical. 4-hour radio show once a day, so we're here every 20 hours. Barack Obama has called for a million-man youth brigade spy force. He said a Stasi youth brigade of teenagers. Now, if you think the corrupt police are bad now, folks, historically with Mao and Lenin and Hitler, and it goes back to Rome, they love to turn loose teenagers with badges and guns. And he is saying a military youth force. Hell force is the proper name for it, and I don't mean that for a comic book term. I mean, this is hell on earth being turned loose. Now, remember, Bill Clinton proposed this. In my film, The Police State 2000, I talk about how he proposed youth brigades, and then under Bush, they started the Secure Corps, a subset of AmeriCorps that Clinton began, and they train high schoolers and junior high all over the country with M16s, warrant service, checkpoints, how to report on their parents. This is all public. It's in Road to Tyranny as well. But now they want to expand that to a million beginning. And it says to spy. It says a intelligence slash military slash police force. Now, we're talking a million plus punks. A million plus punks on power trips having their way with us. I mean, it doesn't get more classical tyranny. This is right out of 1984, which was based on the Soviet system. George Orwell had covered, actually worked for a time, till he figured out it was corrupt. So, it's the ultimate. It's the royal flush. It is the royal flush of tyranny. You just cannot beat it. It is the creme de la creme of evil. And it is, in the Chicago Tribune gave a speech, and he said he will create a force of youth carrying out security and spying operations larger than all of the military forces. Now, that's already being done. He's just the front man pushing that. But to have them announce it, 1/10 of college grads, now Homeland Security related, ITT technical, other technical schools, about 20%, I looked this up a few months ago, of their teaching is now computers. They've shifted into, quote, law enforcement and security. And they are now hiring the other royal flush of tyranny, and that is aggravated felons and illegal aliens who are aggravated felons. That's their creme de la creme there. They look for people who are felons and foreigners. Just a double tyranny, a double mega tyranny. I mean, hiring felons for the police is hardcore super tyranny. The communist Chinese don't even do that. The Nazis and the communist Russians did, the Bolsheviks. Led by the famous bank robber and tortured, of course, Joe Stalin. But to then hire foreigners who are criminals, that is a level never before seen. Only the United States, run by the most hardcore criminals who've studied every tyranny. They've said that. They've studied every tyranny, and they are trying to perfect a tyranny the likes of which the world has never seen, and they are doing it. And you heard Richard C. Cook yesterday, was a White House analyst, Treasury Department analyst, NASA analyst, very well-respected historian, saying that that is their plan. They want a purge of the middle class, most of you who serve them mindlessly. They plan to kill you and your family. They are not hiring felons and million man and woman goon corps for nothing. It is going to be just like the communist youth brigades under Mao, under the chairman. They are accelerating their program, and it gets worse. They are going to use the National Guard in policing. It's now been announced. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Obama calls for national civilian Stasi. Armed spies, a million to start with, on top of the 2 million plus police. Their auxiliaries are swelling. In between the new environmental police, integrated with the regular police forces that have already been federalized, and now with the new Stasi police, we're going to be facing within 3 years 8 million enforcers. And they intend for you to revolt once they start squeezing. They are very arrogant, and they know that things are going to then degrade. They will then say, see, there's terrorism. After enough families have had their babies stolen and land taken and, you know, spit on and had their SUV tires slashed by the youth brigades, they're going to beat you up on the street. I mean, it is going to be bad. You think I'm joking? Everything else I told you is happening. They plan to murder you and your family. I can have top White House analysts, CIA commanders on. I can have economists, Nobel Prize winners. I can have all of them on. The father of Reaganomics, all of them who are experts on history to tell you this is going to happen. You understand, and then it's stated in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, and it's stated in PDD 51. And why are they going to do it? Because they can. Why in history? 95 times out of 100, do governments end up doing this? Because criminals get in control, and they don't just want to rob the bank. They want to tie the secretary up and rape her in the back. Criminals, want to go out and grab a young girl off the road and take her and torture her for days and kill her. It's what they like to do. You figured that out yet? And they know the young people are easily led and will get a taste for the blood, and they're going to give them your blood. I mean, you'd tell the police 10 years ago, I have federal documents, and I'd show them and put them in the film. They're going to take all the high schoolers and turn them into secret police. Ha, ha, ha. And I'd have the cops walk by me at events and checkpoints and say, are the Serb soldiers going to get me, Alex, and start laughing. You know, are the space aliens going to get me? Ha, ha, ha. Now you tell a cop they're going to have youth brigades, and they say, absolutely, that's good. Everything we were taught was bad. Everything history teaches us is bad. Presidential candidate wants domestic security force as powerful as U.S. military. And even mainstream newspapers compare it to Hitler Youth. Oh, but it can't be Hitler Youth because they're going to have a black front man. That's right, and the black front man is going to run nothing. Just like George Bush. Doesn't matter if it's McCain, and I know you, the audience, most of you know this better than I, but the public still doesn't understand this, that Bush is not going to be blamed for the wars and the tyranny and all of it, and then he's just handing the baton and the relay right over to the next guy, and it just continues on the same path, just a little bit different rhetoric. Yeah, the national no-fly list, the terrorist list with well over a million people on it, the criminal databases, the person of interest databases with tens of millions on it, the checkpoints, all of it. Do you hear Obama saying he's going to get rid of Homeland Security? You hear McCain saying that? No, they're going to radically increase it because that's all the banks are going to fund. There are entire colleges converting purely to Homeland Security in the last 6 years. And these people are going to have degrees, and they're not going to just go quietly into the night. They're going to run our lives. And every day the news intensifies. Every day it gets worse and worse. Obama calls for national civilian Stasi. And then I've got this. This is out of NBC5 out of Chicago. Governor on Wednesday signed a new law that will put in place tougher penalties for selling guns to minors. See, this is gun-related. He also announced he's got a new idea to help combat the violence that Chicago is experiencing. He's talking to Illinois State Police, the National Guard, to see if they can help getting rid of all jurisdictions under federal grants. And then you read the full story, and Governor Daley, Mayor Daley says to the governor of Chicago, that is Mayor Daley of Chicago says to the governor, I haven't seen your plan, but I sign on to it. That's in the piece. Now, what did they announce a few months ago? Oh, we're going to have police in black uniforms in Chicago randomly searching you citywide and randomly searching your cars and homes without warrants for guns because guns are illegal in our city. So, of course, it's a paradise of crime. All the criminals nationwide move there into New York and a few other places. They don't like living in Vermont, I'll tell you that. And they know that. The government, the social engineers know that. And so now it shows men in black ski masks and black helmets. You can go watch the newscast. We've played the audio here. We've posted them on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Marching around all over the city, randomly searching people. And you go to New York City, and you can be in Central Park. You can be in Times Square. You can be, I've seen tourists, not just me, videotaping things. Just, oh, wow, look at Times Square, honey, we're tourists. And gang member, this is on video in Endgame, gang member military run over and begin screaming and cussing and flashing gang signs at you. And then there was some other troops, because they put them in groups. They put gang members in groups, and they put retarded appellations. And I'm not saying that meanly. In fact, I'm tempted to go back in the video and show the groups of retarded appellations. And I don't mean that as a joke. I mean, they are actually retarded. I don't mean close to being retarded. I mean, these guys have too many chromosomes or missing chromosomes. And you would be in the subways, and you would see groups of retarded troops. I mean, they actually, I'm not kidding. In fact, I Rob wanted to put it in the film, and I thought, no, that's a little too mean. And then now I start thinking about, no, people need to see. You see, the government's so mutated and so evil, they have groups of gang members, black gang members, and then they have groups of retarded Appalachians. And then I saw groups of Latin American, clearly illegal aliens. Oh, God help us, it's all over. I mean, this is just too much. Who could have thought of this? It makes Kurt Vonnegut's satire look ridiculous. It makes any police state satire ever written just totally off the chart. I mean, Homeland Security is proposing making us wear shock bracelets, all of us, the entire population when we fly. I mean, it's all just insane. When cops start walking around at events in Austin 8-9 years ago wearing black ski masks by the thousands, by the hundreds, we knew it was over. We told you it was for intimidation, and then police chiefs come out and say, yeah, it is for intimidation. We want to intimidate you, the people, and let you know who's in control. And we're going to turn our Appalachian retarded children loose on you, and we're going to turn your teenagers loose on you with badges and guns and armbands. That's even being proposed. And, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Armbands? Badges? In London, they've put for now 7 years giant billboards up everywhere saying Big Brother is watching with all-seeing eyes. They even say Big Brother is watching you. I mean, they're actually implementing it. Do you understand me? You know what? I'm going to lay all this out, but let's just go ahead and play the NBC News piece. And of course, see, first it's National Guard to fight terrorists at key landmarks. And then, oh, as we told you, they're going to fight gun crime now, gun confiscation, New Orleans, other places. And then all over from Dallas to Denver to Cleveland to Phoenix to New York, Boston, Oakland, the police come to your door and say, we'd like to search for anything illegal. Oh, well, you don't mind, do you? And then they force their way in. They have cage teams, they call them, the state police that are really federalized. I mean, these are terrorists, ladies and gentlemen, in Illinois, run by the mafia. The Dailies are known mob, the whole state's mob run. What do you think bank robbers do when they come in and take over? They have guns, they make sure yours are taken. It's real simple. Red alert, ladies and gentlemen. Now, they're getting everybody ready to get rid of Posse Comitatus. They're getting everybody ready. And a lot of you good old boys that serve the system, when you're getting hauled off to a camp by some 18-year-olds with a squad of 16-year-olds with M16s, just remember, I told you you were the target. In your red rage against Muslims, you accepted all of this thinking it was for Blackie. It was for you, dumb whitey. Here it is.
Governor Rod Blagojevich says that Chicago may need help in fighting crime, and today he offered some surprising help, even if Mayor Daley didn't ask for it. NBC5 political reporter Marianne Ahern has the latest.
Governor Rob Blagojevich today signs a new law. It will put in place tougher penalties for selling guns to minors. He also announces he's got a big new idea to help combat the violence Chicago is experiencing. He is talking to the Illinois State Police and the National Guard to see if they can help.
And might be able to free up some resources that the Chicago police uses for capital needs to be able maybe to hire more police officers or possibly ask some to come out of retirement to put them into these violent zones, hot zones, where clearly I think part of the challenge is that gangbangers outnumber police officers 5-1.
The summer of 2008 will be remembered as especially violent. Blagojevich says there's been a child shot in Chicago nearly every day since June 26th. Bringing in state troopers, even National Guard helicopters to high crime areas is still very much, though, in the planning stages.
I don't care where they come from. They could come from Kalamazoo. If we get officers on the streets fighting crime, that's a good thing.
There are way too many guns on the street, and the police seem to be outmanned, and so something needs to happen to protect the children, the women and children in our community.
Blagojevich's offer is tied to his hope of passing a big capital spending bill. That would free up even more resources to hire.
You wonder how they'd introduce martial law? That's how they're going to do it. The children.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources. July 16, 2008, gold opened at $979.70. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $1,007.45, $496.05 for half ounce, and $248.03 for quarter ounce. That's $1,007.45, $496.05, and $248.03.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
That entire newscast is lies, misrepresentations, distortion. They say a child dies every day. That's a gangbanger who's under 18. That's the vast majority. They always distort those numbers. That's gangbangers killing each other. We do have a little bit more time to try to turn this around. The central government's being discredited. Their criminal activities becoming evident to everyone. They may not be able to carry this out, but see, if they change horses to Obama, especially, then they can kind of fool the left into accepting the police state a little longer while they fully get it in place.
Because that'll fool the public. Oh, we've started new. It's Barack Obama. The more I think about it, I think that's who they'll try to put in. But, I mean, I saw him saying Hillary was the anointed one and cheating for her and stealing states for her. But then Obama, it didn't matter. The establishment and gave the public what they wanted and are giving them Barack Obama. And it doesn't matter. We can obsess on him all day long. We can obsess on McCain. Either way, it means curtains for this republic. And you notice you've got this crime boss daily there in Chicago where they've disarmed the public for decades. He's a known son of a mob boss. The police are the mafia in Chicago. That's even mainstream knowledge and not debated. I mean, everybody's on the dole. I mean, the police come in and shake down. You don't have a mafia on the streets anymore there since the 50s because the police are the mob. And they pay it directly to the crime bosses. And they come in and you make payments to them, and that's just well known. And now police beat women up and rape them in the bars in front of everyone, and nothing's done. I mean, they are God. They rule. And that's the end of it. Period. And that's what America's going to be. And if you don't like it, they're going to call a bunch of high schoolers with machine guns over to your house to burn it down. And they're going to have also auxiliaries that are like volunteer terrorists, volunteer fire department. That's kind of what the Maoists are, and these youth brigades, and they're just going to be allowed to beat you to death and burn you out. And the police will sit there and wink and laugh. You think I'm joking about all this? They're following every point of tyranny. We told you they were going to announce because of terrorism they needed to put troops on the streets, that they would stage a terror event. I said that for year after year after year, made films about it, warned you, made Police State 2000 in 1999, saying the government would stage terror attacks to take your liberties. And I didn't start predicting 9/11 a few months before 9/11. That's all I talked about was government-sponsored terror, because I realized that was their key operation. That was one of their most effective cards, effective plays. That they were getting touchdowns against the Republic every single time they ran it. Now, we've done a good job of exposing false flag, but we got a lot more to do here. We're in the fight of our lives. This isn't some soft tyranny. They mean to have a Bolshevik/Nazi-style purge in England and in the United States and Europe. And I got a bunch of mainstream news today admitting that they're taking all liberties, total police state, arresting people for speech in Europe and England. It's being called the new Soviet Union. You understand this isn't a game. They're going to kill you. That's what they do. The same central bankers funded the Bolsheviks. They funded the Nazis. They want to destroy freedom forever. They are coming with the 1984 system. They are here. Finish playing. The mob boss mayor and the mob boss governor there in Illinois, listen to the evil.
And so something needs to happen to protect the children, the women and children in our community.
Blagojevich's offer is tied to his hope of passing a big capital spending bill. That would free up even more resources to hire additional police.
There are retired Chicago police officers, there are retired Illinois state troopers who might be willing and probably would be willing to get back in it and be helpful to the community during this difficult time.
The mayor's office says tonight, we're obviously not going to turn away help on a front as important as this. At the same time, we're a little puzzled about how it would work. It's unprecedented, and obviously help in the form of reducing the number of guns on the street would go a long way to addressing the problem. That is from the mayor's spokesman, Jackie Hurd. But, you know, this is just in the planning stages.
Everything's fine.
No one's going to say no just yet, but it's probably still a long way from putting it into action.
That whole thing was government written. It's just in the planning. Don't get upset. It's preliminary. They probably interviewed 100 people on the street that didn't like it. They found two that did. Put them on the news. It's for the children. Hey, whatever you want to do. They had probably government spokesmen posing as the public, just saying, whatever you want, whatever you want. You'll always see that in the newscast. Whatever you say, you heard it. Military to be used in anti-gun sweeps. That's what the program is. I've got the mayor's full press release. The military to be used. And, of course, they let in the MS-13 gangbangers fighting with the black gangs. They call all the people under 18 getting killed, gangbangers, children. And then you, the old 87-year-old World War II vet, and that's in the news all the time, you're going to get SWAT team raided. You're going to have your house seized.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
He cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade, 'cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. He's
right, ladies and gentlemen. We had William Pepper, lawyer to JFK. The list goes on and on. He's in a bunch of depositions trying to expose the murder of JFK, MLK, RFK. I canceled him. This martial law news is too important. He's coming on next week, and I appreciate him moving to next week. Tex Mars is going to be in studio in about 30 minutes. And we've got Academy Award-winning filmmaker Eva Orner about Taxi the Dark Side, what really goes on in the torture camps, and her film that is just now coming out about Hunter S. Thompson, who was getting ready to go public about 9/11 being an inside job. In fact, he did radio interviews saying it. And he was working on a story about Bush and pedophile rings, so they dealt with him real fast, real quick. So she is in the last 30 minutes of the show today. But I can't even talk about how they murdered RFK, MLK, and JFK today, though I meant to, because it's just what's going on is too big. Let me recap and give you the basics here. You have a private military-industrial complex that is owned by the private families that control the central banks of Europe and the United States. There's only a handful of nations worldwide that they do not financially control. They own our Congress. They own the presidency. They control most state governments through federal standardization and international treaty agreements. They are attempting to preemptively set up a high-tech control grid complete with spies on every corner, doctors by law having a spy on you, everything you're doing being tracked, neighbors spying. Your children have already for a decade been taken away from you in public schools. Now entire semester classes at the most formative 6th, 7th, and 8th grade nationwide, openly on videotape. They don't even hide it. Training your children to spy on you, to watch you, to see if you have marijuana, to read the pill bottles. To see if mom and dad's names are on them. It is hellish. It is classical tyranny. They have openly built FEMA camps. It is not rumor. It is on the Army's own website. They are proud of it. U.S. citizens are in forced labor camps right now. That's the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program in my book, Descent into Tyranny, published 2002, in my film, Road to Tyranny, 2002. Now it's Houston Chronicle. Now it's all over the place. Under Rex 84, they wanted to recruit and turn the high schools into military schools. But the military itself is in a massive buildup against the American people. The police are being merged with the military, and there is a huge paramilitary buildup against the American people. Sound cannons, microwave guns, helicopters with opiate knockout tanks to spray the cities, declassified. World War II prisoner of war camps for Japanese, Germans, and Italians reopened. Just the internet operation to control and shut down the web, this is declassified this year, is 45 times bigger than the Manhattan Project. That's one program. The entire energy of the banks, the military, the government, the police is fully to dominate the American people. Now, you say, why are they doing that? We've put up with so much. We've gone along with so much. They already grab 1.4 million children a year with no due process. They already are building prisons. There's already 7 million people plus in the system, 4 million behind bars, more than any other country in the world. They are already just taxing us in hundreds of new taxes and regulations and police everywhere, and then selectively enforcing, hiring illegal aliens, felons, all these classical forms of tyranny into the military and police forces. I'd tell you that 10 years ago when it was secret. Now it's all public, telling you how great it is. And they get citizens on the news going, you know what? If it fights crime, these felons have paid their due. I think it's great. Hey, if the Army's going to be in here confiscating guns door-to-door in Chicago, I think it's great. I mean, you just heard that. Now, I think whatever we got to do to keep our children safe. I just played you NBC5 WMAQ saying that in Chicago. As we analyze that propaganda piece, they're really doing it. And every time they plunge the dollar, every time they increase food prices, every time they lower the borders, every time they get ready to attack another country,
It just means they're following their battle plan. They're following the program operation that they told us they would. I mean, there's so many people marveling now all over YouTube, all over Google, all over the web, message boards. How did Alex Jones know they were going to attack the World Trade Centers? How did Alex Jones know there'd be provocateurs in Seattle in 99? How did he know there'd be provocateurs in Montebello in 2007? How did he know that gas would be at this price? How did he must be an agent? No, my friends, I have read the Rand Corporation documents, the British Ministry of Defense documents, the Pentagon Army War College, Naval War College documents. We have posted them. We have linked them. We have had government expert, former JAG generals, judge advocate generals. We've had admirals, former chairman, joint chiefs of staff. We've had members of parliament, German defense ministers. We've had sociologists. We've had top experts on death squads from the Smithsonian on. This is a college of real research and understanding. That's why we know the enemy has such a big operation, they have to lay it out. We also have a lot of good people on the inside. September 10th, the Washington Post has an article where the U.S. military comes out and says Israel may stage terror attacks to blame it on their enemies inside the U.S. in the near future to get us to attack Iraq. That was a warning out of the Pentagon. Washington Post slipped out. Operation Northwoods wasn't supposed to be declassified, but it was released. And then, of course, they reclassified it. That was pushed out to the public, the plan to carry out 9/11. Do you understand this is life and death? These people carried out 9/11. The Anglo-American establishment, the Axis of Evil, MI6, CIA, and Mossad. Do you understand that they are not backing off? They're not going to give up. These are true, quote, tradition of the swashbucklers, but they're devils. James Bond, the image of the good guy. No, James Bond is real, but he's a devil. He's a terrorist. He's there for corrupt interests that are in power because they're more ruthless than anyone else on the earth. They're more duplicitous. You understand that? And now you have Barack Obama come out and say, I want 1 million high schoolers to engage in security force operations and surveillance in America armed, bigger than the armed forces. Now understand, it's nonpartisan. Don't just hate Obama. Hate him, absolutely distrust him, dislike him. But you better know McCain's proposed the same thing. You better know Clinton proposed it. You better know it started with Ollie North. It is nonpartisan. Presidential candidate wants domestic security force as powerful as U.S. military. Columnist compares himself to Hitler Youth. Columnist prepares and compares proposal to Hitler Youth. Presidential frontrunner Barack Obama has called for a civilian national security force. That is the quote, a civilian national security force. And you just think, oh, this new idea. You know, the governor of Illinois just had this new idea. While police all over the country are getting grants for warrantless blood taps, samples on the side of the street, while they're hiring felons, while they're doing door-to-door gun confiscations, and he just magically got this idea, and it turns out it's a federal grant. And then Obama just magically comes up with an idea that's already been put into motion. They're just now letting you know of a million-plus Hitler Jugend to plug into this. And can you imagine these surly... Well, the program goes down to 14-year-olds, but they're not going to arm them until 16 and up. They're training them with M16s. You can't have your gun, veterans, but believe me, the 16-year-old with the M16 is. And it's called Secure Corps. It's been in the Philadelphia Daily News. It's been in a bunch of other papers. It's in my films. Police State 3, Total Enslavement has that in it. And it's already set up. See, they tell the kids, you can't have guns, your parents can't have guns, but when you're part of the local homeland security group, you can. And then now mom and dad have got to grovel to their son who comes home in the black uniform. Now, the actual adults have black uniforms. According to the federal proposals and the plans, the youth will wear gray uniforms with a blue armband. You can go dig those out. I covered that in Police State 2000. Hey, look, I'm not
going to have some bastard, 16-year-old in a gray uniform with a blue armband, come up and I mean, that's it. That's my line of the sand. Okay? I mean, I just can't handle it anymore, and it's over. Okay? I don't care what you say, you criminal government with all your legal alien felons working for you. You are a pack of drug-dealing scum and trash. And all the other cops and military who aren't criminal, you still work for a criminal enterprise. Your commanders are criminals. It's bankrupt. The country's gone. Declaration of Independence. You're crooks. You don't control us. You're illegitimate, period. And you better decide to join us right now. I mean, my God, look at all the examples there are. It couldn't be any more plain. This is satirical. This is like Monty Python skit on the police state. This is just so over the top. But don't worry, they'll phase it in real slow for you. Presidential frontrunner Barack Obama has called for a civilian national security force as powerful as the U.S. military. That's a quote. Comments that were ignored by the vast majority of the corporate media, but compared by one journalist to the Nazi Hitler youth. We cannot continue to rely on our military in order to enhance the national security objectives we set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded, Obama told a Colorado Springs audience earlier this month. Joseph Farah asked if he was the only journalist in America who Obama's statement troubling. Well, you didn't seem to find it bad when Bush was setting all this up, Farah. You're not stupid. You thought it was popular to go along with it. Now you're changing your spots again. Fine. Join us later. I mean, now, you know, rather than later. Fine. I forgive you. But don't flip-flop if McCain gets in and suddenly love it all. Doesn't matter. They're puppets. You understand, it's like a horse and carriage. This thing is all seamless. It has nothing to do with presidents. They run or do and are in control of nothing. Now, I know I keep making that point because the general public doesn't understand. The liberals who've been hating all of Bush's police state are suddenly just going to love it and go get in these uniforms. And yes, it's going to, I've already seen the video of it. It's going to be little liberals with ponytails and police uniforms. I'm going to have to take you to the camp for your own good. It's for the earth. Yeah, well, just get ready, punk. If we're going to create some kind of national police force as big, powerful, and well-funded as our combined U.S. military forces, isn't it rather a big deal, wrote Farah. We're talking about creating a police state here. The U.S. Army alone has 500,000 troops. That doesn't count reserves or National Guard. In 07, the U.S. defense budget was $439 billion. Is Obama serious about creating some kind of domestic security bigger and more expensive than that? If not, why did he say it? What did he mean? Hey, Farah, you're not stupid. You published articles I put together and photos I made of Delta Force and martial law training in 98 and 99. You know that it isn't Obama proposing this. You know this is part of a larger plan. So see, by saying Obama's behind it, it's all just Obama that's doing it. Oh, it's just a proposal. No, it's an organized program. It's an organized military buildup against the people of the United States. And it's happening in Europe and England as well. Ireland said no to being taken over by the EU. Sarkozy said, doesn't matter, we're going to go ahead and enforce it. We're going to make you vote again until you get it right. Knox News, Knoxville News, is seemingly the only other media outlet to express interest in exactly what Obama is proposing. The statement was made in a context of youth service. Is this an organization for just the youth, or are adults going to participate? How does one get away from the specter of such youth organizations from Nazi Germany and the former Soviet Union we're talking about? Remember, they hired the former Marcus Wolf, the head of the Stasi, 6 years ago to help set this up. That was Bush. It has nothing to do with Obama or Bush. They're puppets. Obama's proposal smacks of an existing version of an existing program in which hundreds of police, firefighters, paramedics, utility workers have been trained and recently dispatched as terrorism liaison officers. That was the Colorado News. It's actually tens of thousands and 26,000 preachers trained to spy and tattle and to tell their flocks to turn in their guns. And 23,000 under the InfraGuard executives, and 500,000 in the first batch of truck drivers spying on everyone. So see how when you read a WorldNet Daily article, it just gives you little pieces, little, just like the news gives you little pieces, but you put them together, and it's a clear picture, and then you go get the White House continuity of government plans, and it says it. And then they got their boys, like the dirty beatnik Michael Savage posing as a conservative, saying put people who disagree with the war in forced labor camps. They're going to bring Obama, or they're going to bring McCain in, and then they're going to set a nuke off, or they're going to release a biological weapon, and then those murdering bastards are going to sit up there on the news, and the police and the military are going to follow the orders with their new ranks of mercenaries and felons and teenagers, and they are going to ratchet up, and they're going to take over the entire society, unless we warn everybody now about what they're going to do. Let me tell you something, good old boys who've been serving this and flying a flag out front of your house. You are going to be arrested. It may take 2 years, 5 years into this system. You're going to have your stuff taken. Now, a lot of you are cowards and are going to go try to join it now because you know I'm telling you the truth. Well, you're going to go try to bootlick. We can't forget that. A lot of people hear this and know it's true, so they just decide to go join it. You go ahead and join it. When we take this country back, you are going to be brought to justice. You understand? You're going to get a jury trial, and then you're going to swing from the end of a rope, you traitors.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract.
To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The international bankers made their move in Russia, in China, in Germany, and in hundreds of other third world countries. They liken themselves to trophy hunters. And in the jungle, the biggest, baddest trophy, the greatest spoils, is the United States. They've seized control for decades of the central government. They have used this country's treasure, its credit, its soldiers to dominate the world. And now their own think tanks say they're losing control. So they're going to clamp down and murder millions of us and use us as a military district to supply cannon fodder to the European Union force that will dominate the planetary government. The socialist enforcers, the environmental police, will inspect your home weekly, will run your entire life. You will live and die under feudalism, tied to your world ID card, tracking your carbon credits. If your children are 1 pound overweight, they will be taken to government re-education camps. Long after I'm gone, when you're living under this, I want you to remember I told you the truth. I want you to remember that you can resist even in the darkest of times, even if the enemy is able to go to the next level of the grid. And I will tell the enforcers out there, you will rationalize and you will deceive yourself, but as things get worse and worse in years from now, when you remember me and remember the information I and others gave you, you will then understand that you were wrong and that you were part of a great evil. And then perhaps you will fight back. Then perhaps humanity can start over again with some chance of decency and dignity and honor. To this I pledge my name, my honor, my treasure, my blood, my soul. We are the Sons of Liberty in 2008. Going forward, never surrendering. The enemy is massing their giant hordes against us. The enemy, its throngs, its hordes are in front of you. They're all around you. Well, we've still got somewhat of a free internet, but they're only a few years from shutting down. You better use it now to reach out and wake up every person you can, like your life depends on it, because it does. You better use the InfoWar to swell our numbers to the greatest extent possible, so when the enemy corners us and starts the fight, we can kick their teeth in them. You think you're going to run a Soviet 50 million dead op or a re-education cultural revolution here or some Nazi German and bull? You got another thing coming, New World Order. And I'm telling you, most important, so they don't do it again after we beat them, is that we don't just arrest a few thousand of them. We don't just try and imprison a few thousand of them. We give them full juries, full trials, and then we hang them high. We hang them high, and we videotape it, and we put it on the news. And we make sure people in school watch it. And we make sure it's a message to tyrants everywhere that they lost. And then we can go to the stars. First, we have to cut out the cancer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is not my opinion, though just observing it, it's crystal clear what they're doing. We have all the manuals, all the training, all the think tank documents. Our enemy has been very haughty, but we have them admitting it. Barack Obama, and of course, the government's been setting up the platform for this, the foundation of this, wants a million-plus man youth brigades armed in uniforms as a security force, civilian national security force, to operate under Homeland Security. That is the trifecta. When they hire youth brigades, then when they hire felons, and when they hire foreigners, and even the Associated Press admitted what they really look for is foreigners who are felons. When the government is doing that, you know it is not just a tyranny, it's a tyranny that means to kill you. It's a tyranny that means to lock your cities down and watch you starve to death, as New Orleans was a test run. It is a government of pure evil who admits that it has studied all of the tyrannies of the last 3,000 years and now brings you the scientific dictatorship. Barack Obama has proposed this. It is staggering in its proportions. A great article by Paul Watson, Obama Calls for National Civilian Stasi. Also another great one on Infowars.com by Kurt Nemo. But Paul's goes through some of the background as well and how it ties into other areas. People will read this and think, oh, that's just Obama. No, this is all part of a larger program. Anything he says, everything he does, is fed to him. He doesn't say one word he's not told to say. He's on about a one-inch leash. Now, even more important, you know about knock and talk and gun confiscation, where the police come to your door and intimidate their way in without warrants and confiscate guns all over the nation. Then they lie and say, oh, if you tell us you have guns, you can turn them in, we won't charge you. Then they lie and charge you. That's now in the news. That's a federal grant. Taking blood at warrantless checkpoints, that's a federal grant from Austin to Chicago. For those that don't know, NBC5, WMAQ, we played it earlier and analyzed it, said the National Guard with the state police in Chicago is going to help confiscate illegal guns. This is their force. They are coming. They're just going to expand it in more and more cities, more and more towns, more and more, hey, we're just officers. I mean, even in Dallas and Tucson, where you don't have gun control, they still come to your door. It's been the Dallas Morning News and say, hi, we'd like to check your guns. They do it in middle-class areas, and they always come during the day. They always target houses. They surveil you first. This is admitted for their, quote, officer safety, because citizens are dangerous. Mind if your husband's not here, mind if I inspect the weapons? This is it. This is the most extreme government terrorism and wickedness. They are, and then they have drills going on for a decade plus from Austin, Texas, to Lansing, Michigan. Associated Press reported on it in 2002, where they take the elementary students out, third, fourth, and fifth grade, and then throw fake blood on them and scream, we are gun owners, we are homeschoolers, we don't like public school kids, we're going to kill you. That's in the AP. The children cry, defecate all over themselves, screaming. They then burn cars up in front of them. The children have mental breaks. Then they pull the mask off and say, it's okay, and have police officers in blue run up and say, we're the officers, we'll protect you. Hardcore Soviet re-education camp brainwashing, Associated Press. Going on right now everywhere. I even got video of it in Road to Tyranny before it was in AP. Going on before 9/11, because that footage was shot in 2000 in Belton, Texas. Had the police walk up and tell us turn our cameras off with Marines behind them and Army and Special Forces. They are terrorists. See, they started out a decade ago in bomb disposal, but now it's covert ops everywhere. They're all around you. They're filling files out on everyone. And most of the people they're filling files out are their servants. You own companies, you own car dealerships, you own a hotel. They are marching down all the resources. These are murder gangs. You understand? They want your property. They're going to get it at gunpoint unless you wake up.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you for joining us today. I know what I'm saying is extreme. Remember, I'm the guy 12, 13 years ago who didn't know about this stuff. I found out about the private Federal Reserve. I got involved fighting the globalists, and then I would laugh at people that talked about black helicopters and martial law takeovers. And then they started doing drills all over Texas and crashing helicopters in Houston and shooting into all-night restaurants, live bullets. And then I went and interviewed emergency managers who were Vietnam vets, who they, like Thomas Sanchez, who was in intelligence, so they admitted and gave him a PDD 25 for martial law. Then I interviewed the police chief of San Antonio. I mean, you're in the police chief's office, and he says, yeah, they brought bags of money in and tried to bribe me. Just like they do in Iraq, folks, they compromise you. That's how they bought off all the warlords. That's how they get control. They're doing that here. Do you understand? The Delta Force is just a hit team, military delivered by the CIA, delivered by the military for the CIA. And now they've got all these other teams and SEALs teams and all these huge clandestine teams they're creating. And they run around bribing police chiefs and sheriffs and getting intelligence, gathering intelligence, who will go along with it. And the cities open up their arms and They practice takeovers of the city halls and tell them it's for overseas, and it is dual use. But the main part of the training is to train the locals to acquiesce to federal control, international control, and to condition the public to accept it, and the military that it's okay and normal. And they now rotate the entire Marine Corps force through this stuff. They now rotate large parts of the 500,000-man army through this. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, that you've got a military-industrial complex that gets $800-plus billion a year, is also involved in trafficking the narcotics, hundreds of billions a year. They're owned by private banks, and they're doing what militaries do all over the world, from Rome to England to Germany. They're just saying, why don't we just take over? And that's what the bankers are doing. But these are really vicious bankers. I mean, they didn't just take over Russia. The poor peasants thought, oh, you're here to get the czar off our back. Man, we're going to help you. And then once they got him in, they said, by the way, we're going to kill 50 million of you. We want all your property. We don't even want you to live out there as serfs. We just want you dead because you're Christians. And we're communists and we don't believe in that. These are the same banks. I mean, I've had top historians on to cover it for you. People who are historians of the White House. Richard C. Cook yesterday. Saying, yeah, these are the people that put the Nazis in. We have Lord Milner's own documents out of England. Put the Nazis in to tear up Europe. You understand what we're dealing with here? You understand they're going to do what they did in Russia here. It is a horrible feeling to know you're right and to have all the documents and all the evidence and more information than you could ever talk about. More proof than you could ever stack on top of proof. To know they brainwashed our military and police. To know they preconditioned them to not even listen to me right now. To know. I remember police 10 years ago laughing at me when I'd say they're getting rid of Posse Comitatus. You know, the ground police, not the emergency managers and police chiefs, they would nod and say, yeah, we're in a lot of trouble. And I'd see generals and colonels at events. And I'd see them on the street and they're like, hey, by the way, I listen, you're right on, keep it up, but I can't say anything. You know, anybody in a command position 10 years ago knew, 10, 12 years ago. Why do you think all these vets and all these intelligence agents got out in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s and all came out and said, the New World Order's coming to get your guns. They're going to hire felons. They're going to hire criminals. They're going to hire youth brigades. They tried to recruit me. Warn everybody. And the news said, look at these crazy military vets. Look at these crazy colonels and captains and majors. And look at these crazy intelligence officers like Mark Kornke. He's crazy. Look at this crazy Air Force intelligence guy, Red Beckman. Look at all these crazy intelligence people. They're just nuts. Look at this crazy guy who was in naval intelligence, William Cooper. Look at all of them. They're saying all this is coming. They're just nuts. And now what have we seen? We're now here. We're now right up to the gallows. And they're sticking your head in it, telling you it's a tie. And there's a guy in a black mask with a hand on a lever. And let me tell you, that isn't a tie they're putting around our neck. And the idiots in the audience that are laughing, saying, hang him, that's the cops and government employees that think this is cute, they don't understand that they're not an audience, they're in line to go up to the gallows. I mean, statistically, nobody is going to be in a worse place than the police. They're going to use you in the military for a purge. Then they're going to have a fake counter-revolution. They're very sophisticated, probably a socialist or communist one. And then they're going to try all of you and kill most of you. But it'll be kangaroo trials. And then the real tyranny will start. Or they may just go right to it. More and more it looks like they're just going to go right into it. And you'll know. You'll wake up and it'll be, you know, the president's declared civil emergency. The terrorists have hit this major city with a low-yield nuke. Tens of thousands are dead. The stock market has crashed. The president will come on TV. Within hours, they will roll a patsy out. Our special forces, you know, caught this guy. He's white Al-Qaeda. The guy will be an actor who thinks he's getting a face job afterwards. They'll kill him afterwards. They'll have lots of confessions and videos. They'll show him to you for years. I mean, that's the most likely. So just remember, cops, when you're living in one-room apartments and you can't even get enough food to eat and people are taking pot shots at you, remember, we warned you. Remember, we tried to save the republic. But you and your bosses had to legalize all the illegals, had to hire all the felons, had to have gun confiscation. There were over 800 people killed in 2006. 2007 numbers came out. It was only about 500. It actually cut back a bit because they all killed each other. And then it's up this year, close to the growth trend we saw 2 years ago. On the Texas border, rocket attacks, hand grenade attacks on newspapers, truck bombs in Dallas, murders in Austin, murders in San Antonio, police being killed in their homes because they wouldn't go on the take. Just total bedlam. Never on the national news, only on the local news back of the paper. Thousands and thousands dead over the years. Total towns shut down on the border, both sides. Just a great thriving economy gone. I've had sheriffs on who've confiscated a truckload of marijuana 3 miles over the border on a major highway. And the Mexican troops just drive up in Humvees supplied by our government. They jump out with their German Heckler and Koch submachine guns, and they take the marijuana back and laugh at our police. Our Border Patrol has been ordered not to fire back. I mean, I've had them all on. You will never hear that in the news, ladies and gentlemen, national news. But, oh, no, almost every day, you look at the numbers, it's about three a week, children are dying, and then you look, almost all of them are gang members shooting each other, and that's not a good thing, but if you hear that newscast, the children are being killed. First, we put SWAT teams on the streets running random checkpoints all over the city and confiscating guns and raiding old people's houses. But now we have to use the National Guard in the gun confiscation. See, they ban the guns. It makes it a criminal haven. I mean, the Chicago police are criminals. Even they'll tell you that. I mean, it is a... You might have one out of ten who just wants to have their beat job and be left alone. But everybody knows you don't even talk back to them. It's not like New York cops that even scream at you. They'll just come over and beat you on the head and won't say a word. And they run the drugs. They run the whores. They come into, I mean, you own a mailboxes, et cetera. The cops walk in and say, right on surveillance camera. They don't care. They go, all right, put money. That's $1,000 this month. And you say, I don't have the money. Let me see your books. And it's been on tape. It gets out in lawsuits. You never see it on the news, but they're out there. So a few of them, when they beat women up or rape them on the table at the restaurant, that's on TV. But they just look in your books. No, let's see how much you're making. Just they run it. The mobs always run Chicago. Mayor Daley runs it like his mom boss daddy did. Those dirtbag crooks could care less that gangbangers are shooting each other over drugs the police sold them. And they have, of hundreds of people they interview on the street, they find one or two to sit there and say, I love it. Take all my rights. Do whatever you want. Whatever you want. Have the National Guard going door to door taking our guns. You see? First it's, oh, it's just for Al-Qaeda in New York. Well, in Dallas and Houston and Michigan and you know, Detroit and L.A. And don't you videotape them. And we do videotape them. They'll run across the street, run up going, you mother bleeper, I'm going to... You know, beat the bleeping out of you. And they break them up. It's groups of illegal alien military, black gangbanger, and literally groups of retarded Appalachians. And that's all you see in New York. Next to cops, fat cops, making weird faces, puffing up all weird, wearing their helmets. I mean, you ought to see these guys with like German shepherds in front of them just sitting there with MP5s going, ugh, making these stupid frowny faces like a cartoon police state comic book. I mean, they look worse than the illustrations in Illustrated 1984 books of guys in, you know, thug uniforms and helmets. I mean, it's like, it's like oh, you know, these big, huge fake frowns. Oh, I'm so tough. I'm just standing there, getting you all used to it too, how it is now to live in America. Oh, God help us. I want to take your calls. I want to hear from veterans and police who say they're with the Constitution and the Republic and the Founding Fathers and who know what this is and aren't going to go along with it. I want to hear from citizens. 1-800-259-8255. 9231. We need to declare war on the police state. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom. HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 17, 2008. Gold opened at $9.59.10. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $9.86.44, $4.85.75 for half ounce, and $2.42.88 for quarter ounce. That's $9.86.44, $4.85.75, and $2.42.88.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rody Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Coming straight on for the tyrants. You are the progeny. You are the offspring of the Minutemen, of the Sons of Liberty. Arise, make a stand, defend the Republic. The suicides are, depending on which government report you see, 14 to 18 times any previous record of the military. They've seen the evil. They know they've been part of something bad. They're coming home and killing themselves. They could be like Saul of Tarsus, who persecuted and killed innocents. They can ask God to take them over and to be vessels against evil. And then they will have no more guilt. They will no longer feel bad and feel ashamed. You join the side of good. You commit and commit to get past your fear and commit your body and your mind and your soul to this fight. Your problem is going to be that you're going to have too much energy and you're going to feel too good about what you're doing and too motivated. It's amazing. I used to care that my hair was falling out. I could care less what I look like now. I could care less how I dress, though I try to dress okay, you know, so that it's more presentable what I have to say. I got to remember to comb my hair when I'm on TV because I don't care. I don't care about wrinkles. I don't care about a hernia I got. I don't care about black circles around my eyes. I don't care what people think about me because I'm thinking about stuff that matters. I'm thinking about how they're putting cancer viruses in everybody's shots. Yeah, that freaks me out. I'm thinking about how they're poisoning all of us. I'm thinking about how crazy all of this is, how they're making all these hundreds of cross-species human hybrids right now. I'm thinking about how the GMO foods, every one of them, admittedly, that's been cross-species DNA changed is killing us. I think about how it's one thing to read 10, 12 years ago, then to find the plans from the 60s for all of this, to have youth brigades and gun confiscation teams and how they would phase in martial law. But it's one thing to report they were planning it. It is another thing to see them putting it into place. And so, you know, sometimes I get a little selfish and go, man, I want to go fishing. I want to go see monuments. I want to go to the theater. I want to go see a symphony. I want to spend time with my grandmother, who's a great-grandmother to my children. And then I just think about it. It doesn't, none of it even matters compared to fighting this great evil. And then I'm not even worried about them killing me or setting me up. I mean, I know torture and long decades in prison are bad, but in a way, even though I know they'll probably get me one day and torture me, and that's what they enjoy and that's what they like, it doesn't matter because I go on the same line of so many others that stood up for humanity and goodness and what God wants. And I know there's a God, and I know there's good and evil. I know there's two forces, and I know one is greater than the other. One creates life. One generates creativity and beauty and everything good and everything that I bow before. And then I realized that most people don't understand that we all die. And I know you consciously know that, but do you really know what that means? You realize how transitory it is. And I mean, those are just words, but the thought of that and the thought of all those that have come before us and all those that will come after us. And then there's the understanding that we are all individuals. But the enemy also understands we're communal, so they try to create a counterfeit of that. I don't mean the enemy's communal system, but I mean I realize that I don't die. Even if you don't believe in life after death, I mean, I don't die. I go on through my children, but through other people living and through their pleasures and their pains and their adversity and their trailblazing and exploration and everything. I'm living through them. The forefathers, they're living through me. Everybody that fought, everybody that was strong, all of their adversity, everything they went through, we are part of them. We are part of that stream of humanity. You see, you think you live forever. You have this idea you live forever. You feel this depth of history. You have these things you see as instincts. And really, that is just dipping into the consciousness that has been our species for millennia upon millennia. Back into the dark mist of our development. And then there's no more fear. There's only concern that we will not show ourselves strong for our species and forge ahead and do what's good for humanity. We'll be right back with your calls, I promise. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soleil Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soleil Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soleil Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soleil Smile. Order some today at SoleilSmile.com. That's SoleilSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
I mean, do we really want to be overrun by a murder team for the bankers?
Living on the road, my friend.
I mean, do we really? I mean, you really want to have people in black uniforms on every corner and your kids spying on you?
Wear your skin like iron.
You want the troops going door to door?
Breath as hard as kerosene.
That's where we live now.
Weren't your mama's only
and we've only got our foot in the water. But real fast, we're going all the way under.
She began to cry when you said,
and those of you that haven't studied history, you better look at it real fast.
Sank into your dream.
Because it isn't a game. This is for keeps. There's no doubt we've got people running our government who are into evil. They are reckless. They want to hurt you. They don't like you. Let's play the rest of this song, and I'm going right to your call. Stay with us.
The desert's down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying word. Oh, but that's the way. Slip away. suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. But Dusty Poncho, bit down south, ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Nobody knows. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. We only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose.
I know I'm still alive. Your prayers and a lot of good people on the inside. But nightfall is now upon us. There's no more time to sit idly by. You have to make your decision.
The poets tell how Poncho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true.
And say a few for Lefty too.
He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old.
Think about it. We are here at the end of the Republic, the true end. The bankers have been in great control for a while, but they want full ownership. They want full dominance. I got to use the term. They want to piss on your back.
A few great Federalists say
on your knees isn't enough for them.
Could have had him any day. We only let him.
And I really feel sorry for the security forces.
Out of kindness, I suppose.
Not only are you going to be defeated, but you're going to be known in history as the evil ones, and you're going to be known as despicable individuals. And it's just so sad that you will discredit your family line like that. You ever thought about what your family line means, not discrediting your family name means? You got good families, you got bad families. And I bet a lot of you that serve evil, I bet if you look back in your family tree, you've always served evil, haven't you? Some of you are even worse. Some of you had good families, and now you've decided to serve evil. And it's you that's lost everything, because who you are and what you stand for is who you are. It isn't how you look or what you've got or how many baubles you've got. All right, I'm going to shut up. Let's go to Robert in California. I'm going to move quick. Robert, then Scott, Steve, Charles, and others. Go ahead, Robert.
This whole youth brigade thing, it's a complete circus show. I mean, Rockefeller wants to promote training kids to be basically chess piece murderers. And, I mean, these people basically see children as expendable resources. It's just amazing that so many people find it so hard to believe that these men and women in our government are selling us down the river, even though, you know, there's fluoride in the water, you know, our food's toxic, the public has, you know, there's public admiration for population control. Patriot Act wants to justify child torture, and somehow all these goons in control of moderating these things can't be evil for looking the other way. It's kind of like a don't ask, don't tell policy today with, you know, just this military-type philosophy.
It is pure evil. It is the worst strain of tyranny we've ever seen, and if it fully manifests, it will be the greatest evil ever carried out. I mean, it is huge, Robert. You're right. I mean, youth brigades, armed spy youth brigades. I mean, they're not even saying we're setting up youth brigades and they're going to help you in your community. They're saying they're going to spy on you and they're going to be armed. They've been setting it up for years, but now it being openly proposed, and we've got all these other programs going on and hiring felons in the military and police. I mean, and now the National Guard's going to do gun confiscation in Chicago? I mean, this is it's classic. It is, it's a thoroughbred of tyranny. If they had a dog show, and this would be the winner of it. Well, they have a police state show. This would be the winner of it. I mean, this is uber tyranny. This is super tyranny. This is tyranny on steroids. This is 1984 on just squared. Anything else?
The way I see it is, if you want evidence of the demonization of our government, just look no further than individuals. A regular man is capable of, sin, murder, corruption, and greed, but when you're in office, it's like you become this exception to evil. It's like ignorance is kind of bliss in this country. You show people facts and reviews on these issues, and, because the majority of people don't have PhDs and such, we're not credible. And a perfect example of this is, I remember Howard Stern agreed with all the – he disagreed and disregarded with a lot of the info on your show about 9/11 a while back. And then what's funny is Jesse Ventura goes on the Howard Stern show, and all of a sudden, now the controversy is credible just because it's a different source. It's still the same facts, just a different source. Why the wavering opinions? These people today base their opinion on what's right and wrong when someone else green flags it for them.
Well, people think if they have an opinion, they say – I've even heard people say, I decide not to believe that. That's not true. Like, if they say the moon's made of cheese, it makes it made of cheese. Thank you for the call. I appreciate the fine points that you made. And you're right. Government is so compartmentalized that it allows great evil to grow like nowhere else. It's like a tepid cesspit or a pond, that doesn't have moving water through it. You're going to get leeches and all sorts of bacteria in there. But then moving water is clean. A republic with a transparent government is a clean flowing stream, lots of good life in it. But you've got a cess tank where you're dumping the sewage, it's going to turn into a leech-filled, green, bubbling pit. And this isn't even a leech-filled pit full of feces. This is a pit of sulfuric acid. And they're telling us that it's some wonderful thing, and that we need to enjoy all of this, and that it's going to be fabulous, and it's going to be wonderful. And all these fools out there don't know they are the targets. Let's move fast. Scott in Arizona. Scott, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. My question is, I heard a couple weeks back, or maybe a week back, one of your shows, you were saying that you're getting really close on busting the 911 thing open, and said that you had some names of some scientists that actually worked on it through NASA, that, some people that you knew were working on it and back engineering it. Are those names getting closer to finding out who was responsible for it?
Well, here's an example. I went and got an interview with Paul Grudy, who was the Undertaker when the Secret Service came in and planted the fingerprints of Lee Harvey Oswald on the gun. Now, a lot of people were killed for that 20 years ago. People who got the autopsy report, the people that were thrown out of buildings, murdered. Now, the enemy's moving so fast, they don't even care. Okay, so we've put that out. We put out the E. Howard Hunt stuff. The commander, who we always knew, but, admitting it on his deathbed, how they killed Kennedy. They've admitted the government carried out Gulf of Tonkin and staged that. They're just admitting it all. And you're saying, what are you talking about? I asked about 9/11. It's the same thing. We have Stephen Jones and, of course, some of the other physicists and scientists and engineers, Kevin Ryan, they have tracked back who were the only people that had PhDs in knowledge and explosive thermate. Turns out they own companies in the Defense Department. Turns out the same people ran security. Turns out the same people are involved covering up with the NHTSA report. So, yes, with the samples, and now they've gotten samples of the stuff they make, it's identical. We have multiple samples from all three of the towers. So, yes, they thinly veil whenever they're on the show who they're, they say their names, but say, interesting person to look at. But if there's any real police detectives out there, go read the papers by Kevin Ryan and others on this. It's all right there. And it's so, yes, we are honing in. We know the military-industrial complex, the big players that gave the order. We know Bush himself and Cheney are just the executors of it. You got major intelligence agencies involved of the West. We're even honing in on the companies and the individuals who, in any court of law, with the evidence, we could send him to prison, but you're not going to find a court to indict him. You're not going to find a grand jury to do that.
Yeah, I was just wondering what the next step was. So you kind of, I would just, you know, once you get the names, are you, you know, confronting them? I mean, what could we do?
Well, I mean, we go down to in front of Larry Silverstein's office when there's five of us or three of us, and they, Luke Radowski, and they come over and say, we're going to plant bombs on you. We know you're not terrorists. We're going to say you are. And then we came back with 1,000 people the next year. And then they were sitting there cowering, and we try to confront all these people and get death threats, and our families get death threats. They threaten our children, and yes, we will continue to do that. A lot of people, you know, critique me and say, why don't you do this, do that? I do all that. And the people I support do that. We're trying best we can. Let's take another call. We're going to cover some financial news in the next segment, folks. Then Tex Mars is coming in studio. That's going to be great. I got to move quick here because I want to get to Charles especially. Let's go to Steve in Illinois, though. He's next. Where they're really beta testing, but they're doing it everywhere, too. Door-to-door gun confiscation. They want to use the National Guard now. Not enough to have black ski mask, quote, high-profile paramilitary police doing it. What do you think about what's happening in Illinois, Steve?
Don't like it. I hate to be your most important call of all time, but I am. I can tell you many things in pretty short order.
Go ahead.
I am a Jew for Jesus, Yahweh. I shall die as such. I'm sorry. I have one life to give. Give me liberty or give me death in one way, because my life is God. I have good news for you, personally and collectively, America. You know, they've already got our guns. We've given Israel, the country of Israel, I love the people running it, just like in this country. I loathe, not supposed to, but I do. Given them our main ammunition contract. But no bullets, what good is guns? And this starts, gun grab started in 96, I mean, with real zest with Clinton, and when they made retroactively anybody that was connected to a domestic violence order, whether you used the threat of a gun.
And then Clinton, anything, remember, said, we're going to be doing housing sweeps and gun confiscation. He said that on MTV. And then now they've just been rolling out massive gun grabbing, but the news doesn't report on it. So the gun groups.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Of course not. And, you know, my antenna went up when I was a candidate for Vietnam. I was able to sweep past that, but that's where a juvenile, I got interested. But 1980, after they sacked Jimmy Carter, a good person of note. Behind the scenes, they pulled a rug out from underneath him and made him look like a buffoon. He was for this country through and through. And it started with Ronald Reagan, and they got married up with Hollywood, and that's when all this started. And I don't know, people can't seem to remember a lot of things that goes on in that, but I have good news. I'm going to shorten it because you want to get to somebody, Alex, but the good news is, and I have seen, I don't care, and I wouldn't believe it had I not seen a UFO with my own baby blues.
Sir, I appreciate your call. There are all sorts of government operations going on. Let's go to Charles in Louisiana. Charles has gotten, I don't know, close to 10,000 of my DVDs and films over the last decade. Been listening, I guess, for 10 years. And Charles was one of the emergency workers. He witnessed the gun confiscation, the sexual assaults on the women in New Orleans. And I want to get his take on million-plus man youth brigades armed, confiscating our guns. Barack Obama, National Guard to be used to confiscate our guns, announced on NBC television. This is them just rolling it out to us. Go ahead, Charles.
First, let me say God bless you, my friend. You are truly American. And I'm proud to know you.
I'm proud to know you, Charles. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm tell you something. Mr. Jones, the American people, like you say, the old gray man, which used to be, the American people take all your knowledge. But how many of them put it to use? How many of them go tell them about this program? How many of them get your tapes? It's easy to listen, but it's hard to do. The American people, if they always been informers. The American people like to inform on their neighbors. They always been like this. You know, there's very few Americans, what I'm trying to say, in the world. There's not many people would do what you do. They might knock you, but they would never have the guts to do what you do. They talkers and tongue lashes. They love to accuse. We need to look at ourselves individually and educate ourselves. through this program and tell our neighbors, bring them into it. We will not win this war if we keep going like we're going.
Well, I don't want to tell people to be reckless, but you've got to get past your fear, because if you cower, the enemy's going to win. You've got to realize that you've got to get out of your comfort zone, start talking to your neighbors, start calling into talk shows. People of means are going to have to get involved, because this is going to be like a Bolshevik/Nazi mass extermination. There is no doubt. I have top analysts on who've been analysts for the White House telling you this. They are really planning to do it. I mean, yes, million-plus man youth brigades.
Yes. You said this in 2002, you talked about this, Mr. Jones.
Well, I was only reading their documents, Charles. Anything else you'd like to add, my friend?
Yeah, I wish these people would try to be a little bit more American. I wish they would take what you say to heart.
Well, not even American. Then the Chinese farmers with sticks and stones are beating the military in China. It's close to falling half the time. Just be human.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the new world order.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Tell Charles and every other man and woman out there who has carried the torch of freedom, who have unlocked millions of minds. Congress has a 9% approval rating for a reason. Their left-right paradigm has been shattered. The world now knows they're a pack of criminals because of you. The mainstream media's credibility is falling apart. Their circulation is being destroyed. Our credibility is rising. So you really should be pleased out there. The enemy is moving against us right now. But at least now we have the initiative. At least we didn't stand there and just take it. So that means we've got a chance. Previously, we wouldn't have had a chance. And remember, if God be with us, who can be against us? They are evil. They serve their father, the devil. They're going to be defeated. Tex Mars coming up in about 8 minutes. We'll have him at the 8 after. I want to come back in the next segment, take some more of your calls. Later, I want to hear from police and military. I mean, now here it is, National Guard to do gun confiscation. That's what they said in the newscast. Notice how they couch it. They're going to be helping get the guns off the streets. National Guard now, see, first it's terror, then it's crime, then it's nationwide. I want to hear you talk about that. I want to get your take. I mean, are you going to, can you even call in and say you're against it? I know a lot of you are, or are you so cowed and so afraid that, oh, you better not do that? Then they've already won. 1-800-259-9231. I'm only going to spend a few minutes with Ted. I drug him in here, Ted Anderson. But, Ted, gold is up again today. I mean, you were offering it a week and a half ago at 880, and now it's 970-something, and you've still got it locked in at a lower price than that with all the uncertainty, all the things that are happening with the dollar, with crude oil, and this is the summer. We just want to challenge people again to get involved in precious metals today.
I would. I was looking through the news today trying to figure out why gold is up so much today again. And it, what it just surmounts to is that the aid to the liquidity to the banks right now is just chasing the foreigners away from the U.S. dollar. Dollar's dropping, gold's up, silver's up. It's kind of sad. It's like watching a country burn, you know. And you just sit back and you go, man, what could we have done to save this thing?
And then we realize it's only the start, not just of economic collapse, but of at least million man, 16 to 18, armed, quote, security forces. I mean, it's just Hitlerjugend. It doesn't get any more obvious.
Oh, they got 100 more banks, like just exactly like IndyMac, sitting in line, same position. They're looking to bail them out. What do you think is going to happen when those ones fail, too? I mean, it's just compounding. It's like dominoes, man.
Ted, give them the offer. You've got the gold locked in, less than it's trading right now.
I do. I do have the I have the francs currently right now at 202. They're a great buy. There's no question about it. It's the Walking Liberties at 202, Parola 20. It's the francs at 212. I really think you should be getting in the gold and silver at this time. The handwriting's on the wall. Every time there's a problem, they're going to be printing more currency. It's going to debase what you have.
Yeah, folks, you need to get in now before it skyrockets more in price. All the money's on it going up. Can we guarantee that? No. Can we guarantee the dollar is going to continue to lose value? Absolutely. Saying they're going to bail out even more banks. It is just going straight down. The world is dumping it. You've got francs, you've got British sovereigns in gold, and you've also got the silver dollars and half dollars. Tell them it's the Alex Jones special to get the big discount, listeners. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Ted, did you hear the other news about how they're going to have the National Guard do gun confiscation?
Yeah, I was listening to your show earlier. It makes me cringe when I think about all this stuff that's going on. This country's just going straight down the tubes. I don't know. Why can't we turn this around? Why can't people wake up? It just drives me crazy.
They will when they got a gun in their face. Thanks, Ted.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The
day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job.
How dare you?
Otto, what do you think about the comics suggesting in the show on 9/11?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tex Mars in the next segment is going to be with us for about an hour and a half. Really look forward to this interview. Then we have Academy Award winner Eva Horner, Taxi to the Dark Side torture film, won this year's Academy Award Best Documentary, joining us again. She also got a new film about Hunter S. Thompson out, and we want to talk to her about that because he talked about 9/11 being an inside job and Bush and pedophile rings. Let's go to Robert and then Eric, Daryl, Michelle, and others. Robert in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'd like to make a few points about Obama. The whole civilian security force or whatever, I see this as after the economic collapse, there's not going to be any jobs.
No, that's what their plan is. That's what we've always laid out here. Exactly. Instead of going and building dams and bridges, they say it's going to be, they said this 10 years ago, tattletale squads, checkpoints. They're going to give 16-year-olds machine guns. They're going to have down to 14-year-olds aiding them. I mean, it says it. Children will be running our lives.
And it won't need to be mandatory because that's the only way people are going to support themselves.
Yeah, it's just going to be absolutely hellish.
I'd also like to add, Obama is the ultimate example of doublethink. He's supposed to be anti-war, but he's openly calling for war in Pakistan and continued war in Afghanistan. So people are holding two thoughts in their mind at the same time that cancel out. It's insane.
Well, remember that the liberals loved killing all the Serbs and DUing them for no reason after using Al-Qaeda.
Liberals that'll say, well, that's where Al-Qaeda really is. They really are in Pakistan. So let's borrow more money from China and go over there and shoot them up.
That's how it's always worked. The left hated me when I was exposing Bill Clinton. Now they love me when I'm attacking Bush. Now they're going to hate us again. And that's why the country's going to die, and they're going to go in FEMA camps because they just can't wake up. Though a lot of them are starting to wake up. They're not as dumb as they used to be. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Thank you, Robert. Great points. Eric in Wisconsin, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, we're obviously at war, and with every good war victory, there's always a plan behind it. And I really applaud what you guys have done. I've purchased several of your videos.
You've got a plan, though. The problem is we've got to first wake the public up that there's a problem.
Sure, and the problem we're having...
Listen, I see millions of groups come and go because they're always trying to have a plan and always trying to first build the plan and then have everybody come get involved in their plan, and then it never goes anywhere. I'm just here to ring the alarm bells and then see what people want to do about it.
Oh, absolutely. And with Tiananmen Square, they didn't have a formulated plan either, and the protests went beautifully, but then afterward everybody was like, now what? So then after that, the government swooped in and
that did discredit the government, and you can't take away what those valiant people did spontaneously.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You just don't listen. We had more of a free media then. You just don't hear about all the other Tiananmen Squares. The difference is in province after province, people who were unarmed defeat the military and police, and the central government is in major crisis. And they're trying to give the Chinese the Olympics to try to unify the country. The New World Order is trying to prop the country up through national pride right now.
Oh, absolutely. And, the other point I was trying to make is we're on attack from two different angles. Not only do we have to fight for our country and for our freedom, but we also have families at the same time that we need to fight for. And one of the main things that we can do is become financially independent. To get out of debt. I'd recommend getting out of debt as quickly as possible.
I agree. Great point.
And you can get off the power grid by getting solar panels. I mean, I would get water filters and stock up on food now because, even if you invest in gold, who knows what kind of bizarre tricks they're going to play with that. You can't trust these people, and the more, and that, you know, that's what.
Well, if you're physically holding gold, it's a lot better than paper notes. I appreciate your call. Look, we need to get the will to stand up and fight tyranny. We have to first develop a will to stand up and resist evil. We have to first decide to get our hearts right and our minds right. Then everything else will follow. Okay, and. We have to ring the alarm bells. That's the number one thing, is discrediting these people and exposing government-sponsored terror.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, everybody. If you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast. Fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to eFoodsDirect.com right now. eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome, my friends. We've got Tex Mars with us for close to an hour and a half. Then we have Academy Award-winning documentary filmmaker of The Taxi to the Dark Side, as Dick Cheney called it, the torture camps where they torture children to death, joining us. She's also got a new film coming out about Hunter S. Thompson. But we are joined for the next hour and 20 minutes or so by professor of space and aeronautics and military science, Tex Mars. He was an officer in the Air Force. He's had a whole bunch of best-selling books, not just on the New World Order and global government, but you know, he's written the books that are, you know, only one gets chosen a year. The official book on how to pass the Armed Services military exam and all sorts of scholarly stuff. He's really a scholar, and we've been having him on quite a bit lately. We're really honored to have him in studio with us, and we're blessed to have him and his wife Wanda Mars and their great staff over at Power of Prophecy. here in Austin, Texas, really serving the world with some of the best and most heart-hitting information out there available. We had him on twice in the last month about mysterious monuments. For the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I showed you some of the pages here on air. He's got some more today. We'll be showing folks here on the document cam. But because so much has happened today, and because Texas made films about this and written books about this from the source documents, I wanted to first thank Tex for being here, but then get his response to Barack Obama coming out in a speech saying, million-plus youth brigade armed, and it's spying on the American people. They even said it. Now, we know they've been setting it up, and we know Obama didn't invent this. He's just the front. And then they've announced in Chicago they're going to use the National Guard for gun confiscation. And all over they have this knock and talk where police are trying to come to people's houses from Boston to Dallas to Tucson to L.A. Under federal grants. And they're taking blood at warrantless checkpoints now all over the country. And so they are really trying to get in our comfort zones. And I wanted to get Tex Mars take on that. Tex, it's a real honor to have you here.
Hey, Alex. Great to be with you again. And it really is a momentous time. You know, this scheme by Barack Obama is not new. And as you mentioned earlier on your program, we go back to the Soviet era when they had the Soviet communist youth. Also, remember the incredible brigades of red youth during the days of Mao Zedong. And Hillary Rodham Clinton, of all things, proposed a great youth corps for America. So I believe that Barack is simply following in this socialist communist line that we've seen really the last century. And, you know, they believe that if they can capture one entire generation, the youth, and if they can convert that youth into their way of thinking, into the, as Gorbachev called it, perestroika, that will mean a total victory for them. And I believe that's true. Now, the interesting thing is, you know, we were at Brave New Books just last week, and guess what? Much of the crowd there that's interested in exposing this, that are angry, are the youth. I think we have an incredible tide here of young people who are waking up. Now, some of the old people, unfortunately, I'm a little older, and I'm a little embarrassed, maybe of my generation, because the youth of America are beginning to say, hey, wait just a minute. This is an age of barbarism, and we're not going to take this anymore. And I think the youth understand the sacrifices made by Americans in generations past. And they're saying, we're not going to forfeit what great generations before us did. We're not going to forfeit those freedoms. So, but again, Barack Obama, John McCain, it doesn't matter. This is a very false dichotomy, this left-right spectrum. And I want people to understand something. People out there who are listening, as who may consider themselves as on the left side, okay, of center, they may believe that, well, if we get somebody like Barack Obama who says he's for change, everything will be okay. I'm afraid that some people will go to sleep because they believe that, hey, we're leftists, now we've got a leftist like us. But really, do they have a leftist like them?
Same thing with Bush. Everybody thought it was going to be wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and conservatives all went to sleep. But if you look, it is the exact policies, just different rhetoric, continuing. And there's this huge foundation for youth brigades. Bush took Clinton's AmeriCorps and set up Secure Corps with the youth, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade with M16s,
mm-hmm.
training for gun confiscation. That was in major newspapers. Philadelphia Daily News was one. So this is all going on behind the scenes very quietly, but exactly. We have to shatter that left-right paradigm because they keep fooling us by changing horses. But I think, as you said earlier, one of the big things is they're afraid now because one of the things that Jim Tucker got out of the Trilateral Commission meeting a few months ago in D.C., and he had moles and got their minutes out. You know, he has all those sources being in D.C. as a reporter now for 50 years, and he's always proven to have accurate info. They weren't worried about Ron Paul for president. They said he's got the youth. They're not getting into the communist groups or the right-wing groups, the fake right-wing groups. They are really getting into liberty, and they're talking about the Federal Reserve, and they are scared, and they're scared for a good reason, because If we had more time, I know we could win this. The problem is the enemy sees we're coming at them, and so they're moving quick. Please continue, Tex.
Well, with a economic catastrophe on the horizon. Remember, during the Great Depression, Roosevelt began his Civilian Conservation Corps, and much of that was youth. Now, I believe this is what is going to take place. If Barack Obama is president, I believe he will be, unless some 9/11 event catapults John McCain into office. What we will see is this will be proposed to be one of the solutions for these millions of American youth who can't find a job, who have no future, who are out there driftless.
And by the way,
you've been saying this
for 15 years. You didn't just say this.
Of course. And so this will be the perfect thing for Obama to say, hey, youth of America, now I'm going to give you a purpose. I'm going to give you a goal. We're going to train you, indoctrinate you. You're going to be our youth core, our homeland security.
And it just so happens that a $1 trillion platform has already been built over the last 20 years for him. But overnight, he's got the idea and got all these bigwigs behind him in the Chicago Tribune saying this is, and they don't say, oh, its mission will be helping people and some security. They say that there will be spies, armed spies. Tex, go ahead.
Well, they believe a generation that's been built, conditioned on video games like Grand Theft Auto and such, and barbaric movies, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre and all these, they believe these people will be fit to run their gulag concentration camps that Halliburton and KBR have built systematically over the last 10 years or so. So we have a generation. Now, what we have to do is continue to educate people, inform people, and really rattle some cages. Hey, Alex, I want to tell you something. This is just maybe symbolic, but it shows you the power of the Alex Jones Show. You remember last week when we were on, we talked about these North American Union pyramids in West Virginia. Now, remember, one of the things I'd like us to talk about today is the fact that the Illuminists in building this architecture around the world, this architectural colossus, are signaling future events. Now, we have in 2005 in Waco, Texas, the president of Mexico, Vicente Fox Martin, the prime minister of Canada, and Bush agreeing to this pact, this North American Union, by 2010. Okay? This was in 2005. But wait, in 1995, in West Virginia, where the two senators of that state, by the way, are a Rockefeller, Jay Rockefeller,
and Byrd,
a 33rd degree Mason, they erected three pyramids, and they used U.S. taxpayer and West Virginia taxpayer money, and these three pyramids are symbolic. They are magical. They are ritual, and I believe they conducted rituals in those at their inauguration.
Well, we know it was laid down by Masons, so they do a cornerstone.
Now, they placed three flags in front of them that existed to this day. Now, here's a photo of that. I know your TV people can see it, but those on radio, I want you to understand, here are three pyramids and the three flagpoles flying the Mexican, the Canadian, and the American flag in Princeton, West Virginia. Okay? Now, this is interesting. We went on your program. We exposed this. This was the first time this had ever been exposed. Remember, this presaged. This was a precursor to the North American Union Pact. Well, guess what? A good friend of my ministry sent me a new picture. And because of the incredible commotion that your show caused, they have temporarily brought down the Mexican and Canadian flags, and the only one that exists right now is the U.S. But
this is a brand-new photo.
Yeah, this is a brand-new photo.
Same place. We just showed people all three of the flags. Now, again, they can only do this stuff in the dark. They can only do this if we don't expose it.
One person wrote me an email. He said, Tex, what I did was, after I heard you with Alex Jones, I went to that place. And to my shock, it was true. There were the three flags flying. He said, I just got out of my car, I parked it, and I hoisted the two down, Mexican. And he said, I didn't want to damage any property. I didn't want to get in any
good,
trouble.
Good, I love it. That's like Sons of Liberty. We're starting to get
exactly
aggressive.
He said, and I folded them up very neatly and just set them down there on the sidewalk and left. Now, it's interesting, and then he said, I came back a week later and I took another picture. Guess what? They haven't put them back up. They're getting besieged with phone calls demanding to know why those foreign flags are in West Virginia at a government taxpayer-paid building. But remember, even the architecture. You see, the pyramids are a sign of regeneration, of the new order of the ages.
It's rising.
It's rising.
And in fact, with the Egyptians, every time a new dynasty came in, they would build new monuments to it.
And it also indicates, symbolizes the death of the old. So they were saying, death to America and up with the North American Union.
Which is also why they're building the big Muslim crescent moon and star.
Oh.
And in fact, we're going to get to that when we get
absolutely.
Back. In fact, we'll just continue to talk during the break for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, but we'll come back with the main info in 4 minutes. Stay with us.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what
they say can be done.
A whole section called Rothschild's Unholy Legacy in the Holy Lands. He's built a great pyramid in the courtyard of Hebrew University, and he's built the Israeli Supreme Court, an incredible complex. There again, we have Egyptian pyramids and all kinds of Masonic numerology used therein. And by the way, when you come out of Egypt, the first city you come to there is called Eilat, E-I-L-A-T. And when you drive in, you will see a great pyramid right there in the middle of the street, in the boulevard, with the all-seeing eye and the Masonic square and compass. Here again, we see signs of Rothschild. Rothschild, of course, was the designer of the Israeli flag in 1948, the six-pointed star.
The seal of Solomon.
The seal of Solomon. It's the hexagram of witchcraft. 666 is concealed within the six-pointed star.
And that's the penultimate Kabbalic symbol, is it not?
Oh, yes. And, you know, the average person, you know, it doesn't matter. You may have a Jewish neighbor. You tell them about this. They don't know anything about this. They're not plotters. They're not conspirators. And I believe the people of Israel are going to be great victims of this, because there is a satanic sect within the Zionist at the top, just like in America. The average American is patriotic to the core, but we have this small clique, this cabal.
Well, it's like the British. I've got a English name, you've got a Scottish name. The point is the government's evil there, or like we talk about the evil communist Chinese, we're not saying the Chinese are bad, we're saying their leaders are wicked, and Israel is dominated by very, very wicked people, and they have now dominated the U.S.
Now, some people say, well, is their goal to bring Judaism to the world scene? Listen, their world religion is based on acceptance of all religions, a melting of all religions into one, but you cannot say that your religion is exclusive or better. Let's just take this. This is an absolute disgrace. What I'm showing you here and what is pictured in Mysterious Monuments is the taxpayer-funded monument to the victims that died on 9/11, that aircraft that crashed there near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Now, they have built an Islamic monument. It's an incredible thing. Remember, Arlen Specter is the senator that sort of greased this bill through Congress.
And it even aims at Mecca.
Well, it's oriented toward Mecca. And I show here, if you look at it, the crescent moon and the star, which is the sign of Islam, and they have designed it in the same kind of format. And by the way, even the name of it is called the Crescent of Embrace. Now, what a slap in the face to the survivors.
And they've got the visitor center. You have to be there to see it, but I know this is laid out, and it's been on the news, like a star right there.
Like you know, the red star of communism. But the Crescent of Embrace, because the Islamic symbol is the crescent moon. So here we have a slap in the face. How can they actually, and by the way, Arlen Specter is Jewish, but he is a 33rd degree Mason. And remember, it was Albert Pike, the former Sovereign Grand Commander of Freemasonry, who said every Masonic temple or lodge is a temple of religion. But it is not the religion of either the Jews or the Christians or the Muslims or the Hindus, but of the great architect,
Lucifer.
Yeah, all-seeing eye God. They call him the great architect. He is, in fact, Lucifer.
And their religion is manifesting it through building.
Through building. They call themselves the builders. I have a picture of a well-known. In fact, he's celebrated in all the Masonic lodges and by the Supreme Lodge there in Washington, D.C. Joseph Fort Newton. He wrote a book called The Builders. Did you know that the Freemasons actually claim that a Freemason named Peleg was the architect of the Tower of Babel? What a boast. They say, we, the Masons, built the Tower of Babel.
Well, that's like the European Union building is built exactly like that, and they even say that's what it's supposed to be. And then they have, on their stamps and money, they have the image of upside-down stars flying over it.
That's right. We have a picture here now, for your TV audience at least, but I want people to understand this. This is the new European community building. Well, it is done.
But I mean,
yeah, I see what you mean. It's not done.
But in the architects, they're leaving it like the biblical images.
Yeah, this is the Tower of Babel. Now, remember what I said about the Illuminati signaling future events. They build gigantic monumental architecture. And remember, it takes many years to build such, grandiose edifices. But here we have, in Europe, they have built this European Community headquarters, and they have their 12-star flag out in front, and it is an unfinished Tower of Babel.
Well, then
they intend to finish the project.
Well, I agree with you, and as you know, Tex, on their actual money, they put the ancient Tower of Babel. The European Union, on their handbills, has the ancient Tower of Babel, you know, the biblical representation. Stay there, Tex. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at laysmedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen.
We are back live. I have run into quite a few Hollywood people over the years, and a lot of prominent folks have really sought me out. And it happened once, it happened twice, it happened three times. You know, you hear about Ronald Reagan, what time he'd give a speech, what day he'd give a speech, what colored tie. They would consult with three different astrologers. Tony Blair being possessed by the spirit of the light each morning. We talked about that a few weeks ago with Tex. And people couldn't believe it. They Googled it and found all the mainstream news and freaked out. Times of London, BBC, you name it. But I don't put any stock in all that stuff. I know it's dangerous. I stay away from it, whether it's real or not, that whole culture. But, you know, I was born on 2/11/74. And separately, I guess these globalists, I guess even the police, when they're looking at you at high levels, they go and look at when you're born and they do charts and then they... And then also the date and the numerology. And when I had three separate prominent people go, I've looked into your date of birth and, you know, 2/11/74 and you put the 2 and the 11 together, and the 74 makes 11, and, oh, this is the best number you can have for your birth. And then we did your chart. You know, we found out when you were born at 1 o'clock in the morning on this day when Mars was in the transit with this. But the point is, it's all gobbledygook, but they live it. They are literally obsessed. And that's the language they operate off of and numerology. And behind the scenes, Tex was getting into it. Recap some of what you said and then get more into it, please, Tex Mars.
Well, you know, Alex, I was thinking while you were talking about that. In World War II, British intelligence, working with the OSS, which is the precursor of the CIA of the United States, did the astrological chart on Adolf Hitler and Himmler.
Well, can you imagine here? We're in the midst of World War II. They're doing the astrological chart.
They want to understand the personality of Hitler and Himmler. One of the things we have to understand is that the Illuminist elite have this monumental architecture. Remember, they are empire builders, and architecture is a great part of that. Hitler, for example, had his own personal architect. They say he spent more time than even war making and war planning with Albert Speer, his architect, and he had great drawings. Remember, he considered himself a little bit of an artist architect. And so he had these fantastic plans. Stalin also had his architects all around him. They tore down one of the most famous churches, just razed it to the ground in Moscow, so they could build a great temple, you know.
To the Soviet man.
Monument. Yeah, to the Soviet man with Lenin at the top, raising his hand and looking toward the prince of the power of the air, which the Bible says is Satan.
Lenin, as I learned from you, and then I went and found it in mainline history books, he was obsessed with Lucifer and blood and death and just a complete maniac. And would, like you said, go to an island and just murder little bunny rabbits.
He was a monster. He kept calling for more blood. Here again, now we have the death situation. Let me give people a little picture of this. Now, this is, and I know this is the radio, but this is the great Maltese Temple of Blood that has been built in Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic, off the coast of the United States. Now, this is the other part of, you know, Haiti is on one side, and there is Dominican Republic. They built this, and they began the planning for this, Alex, in 1939. Now, they had the foresight to build this thing, designing. Remember, 1939 kicked off World War II, and they began the building with this. And the reason this was so important, remember, great bloodshed began. 50 million people perished in World War II. They were planning this great temple. Now, 1992, they had the grand opening of this. Everybody was there.
Meanwhile, Bush is announcing 1,000 points of light simultaneously, all sorts of weird celebrations all over the world. The New Edgers are on top mountains calling in the New Age.
The harmonic convergence met and so forth. And they were having the great Earth Day situations. Now, what is this? It's a gigantic building. It's many football fields long. It's bigger than the U.S. Capitol building. It's shaped like a great Mayan temple. In fact, there's a great Mayan pyramid on top of it with a gigantic laser light. They actually create the image of the beast in the sky.
That shines out of the torch, which is another Illuminati symbol.
Remember those Mayan temples and the millions of people who were sacrificed to the sun god, to Lucifer, in those Mayan, Incan, Aztec temples in Meso and Central America.
And I'm noticing, as you said, there's no windows in this sector.
There's no window in this gigantic thing. But I understand that some people claim that there are many prison cells, many dungeons, torture centers in this. Now, when this first came to my attention, the report to me was that this is going to be used. People will be taken on jets, dissidents in America, okay, resistors to the New World Order, will be taken on jet aircraft, brought here, tortured, and disposed of. And I said, oh, no, that can't. Why would they take people on jet aircraft? Well, can you believe it? Extraordinary rendition is the euphemism they used. We're picking up people who resist the New World Order, calling them potential terrorists, and we now have a system, according to European reports, 39 gulags around the world. I want to ask the question, is this Maltese Temple of Blood, inaugurated in 1992, was this not a precursor to what we have today? Two great wars in the Middle East, maybe another one to come. Now, everywhere you go, the New York World Trade Centers were brought down, these two great towers. But prior to bringing them down, they erected four great towers with pyramidal structures on top. They call it the World Financial Center, and it sits right on the harbor at New York City. So they built four, each one being a corner of the world, the four corners of the world. Now, why did they bring down the two World Trade Center towers? This was the signal. This was the Illuminati's goal. They were saying it is the end of the American superiority in the World Financial Center. At the same time, they were planning to bring down the two World Trade Center towers, which would mean the end of American glory, you see, the end of the dollar. Over in Europe, they were building a great statue of the goddess, and she is holding up, and I have a picture of her in my book, she is holding up the euro. And beneath her, in a supine, cowering, you know, admiring position, are the people of the world. This is a statue.
About where is that? Because I remember seeing that. It's incredible.
Yeah. This is on pages four. Let's see. Yeah, page 57 in Mysterious Monuments. There is the Euro goddess. And look at her. You can see the picture. She's holding up the Euro. She's exalting the Euro among all the nations
of
the world.
And then there's a pyramid structure made up of basically crushed people who are supine on their backs.
And not only that, over in Berlin, Germany, they had a huge, and I have the headline in this book, I think that's page 40, 41, the Reichstag Reborn. But it's not just the old, outside it looks like the Reichstag, but inside they have a great inverse a cone or pyramid down into the assembly, and that channels all of the prints of the power there, all of the energy forces from the cosmic gods and goddesses into the German Reichstag. So they added that feature, that satanic feature, to the architecture of the Reichstag. But here again we have...
And they have that in the Louvre, too. Pyramids on top, pyramids below. And then Francois Mitterrand said, I'm an occultist, and I've had this guy design it with 666 pieces of yellow-pink glass, and that this is a power talisman. He was in the news saying, and they, it was kind of a national thing, God, is he crazy? And they said, no.
I have a whole lot on the architect. I am Pai, Chinese-American. By the way, he's doing a lot of projects in Red China today. He also, I think he was a designer of the Kennedy Center. But I am Pai specializes in pyramids. And he did build, and that's it's odd to see this ancient King Louis the 14th palace, the Louvre Museum, and right in front of it is an Egyptian pyramid of crystal glass. But it's interesting that Mitterrand, according to Le Monde, that's the Paris newspaper, The World, in English, Mitterrand went to the top of a sacred mountain in the Pyrenees. And there he beat on drums and set lotus legged. Now remember, this is the president of France. He has the ability to destroy much of the world with the nuclear weapons of France.
Yeah, they got more than 1,000 nukes.
And he beat the drums to evoke the spirits to come forth. And they instructed him to build a great pyramid. Now this is no different than an American, and a billionaire named Isaac Tigret, who went to the Great Pyramid in Egypt and spent the night in the Pharaoh's king's chamber in the very middle. And at the stroke of midnight, according to his testimony, by the way, I have a picture of Isaac Tigret in this book. Isaac Tigret says a great light came, and a voice said to him, build a pyramid like this in the United States. So he went to the sister city of Memphis, which is Memphis, Egypt, Memphis, Tennessee, and he built the Great American Pyramid.
What page is that text? I want to show them that. It's amazing.
I don't remember the page of that, but it's probably in the first 50 pages or something.
No, I remember.
624 pages. It sort of sometimes escapes me. There's so much here, but I believe you'll see on the right-hand side there a picture of Isaac Tigret. Isaac Tigret the founder of Hard Rock Cafes, the chain. And he, of course, worships Sai Baba, the Hindu guru, and so forth. But he also owned the Phoenix Suns. Now get that sun. Remember the sun god motif of the ancient mystery religions. And I have pictured the T-shirt they sell. And I've seen young people wearing this T-shirt. It says Hard Rock Cafe, and then it's the sun. Just an image of the sun. Here again, we get to the sun god. By the way, here's something else. If you want to talk about the Harbinger, there we go. There you see the picture. By the way, this is American Airlines magazine, and I was flying somewhere, and wow, there on the front cover is the Great American Pyramid.
And see, he's telling us, it says Hip and Holy is the American Airlines magazine, and they're telling you this is religious. This American Airlines is saying this is a holy, these pyramids are religious, baby.
That's right.
And now, there's the government.
Look at the T-shirt here on the left-hand side. This is an ad I got out of an Indianapolis magazine, and look what it says at the top. Revolution.
Anarchy. Rebellion. Bring the whole family.
Bring the whole family. Oh, yeah. By the way, the interesting thing about this Great Pyramid is that rumors began when this was built that Isaac Tegret, this billionaire, owner of the Phoenix Suns, this is one of the richest guys in America, that Isaac Tegret had the engineers and the builders to place a small sealed a metal box right at the very apex, way up at the top, hundreds and hundreds of feet up. And it was rumored that that building was dedicated to the devil by Isaac Tegret. Now, the city fathers, this rumor got so big in Memphis, they were afraid nobody would come to the pyramid. They were going to have all these athletic games and so forth, and there was going to be a rock and roll museum there. So they said, what are we going to do to get the people to come to this? They're afraid that it's been dedicated to the devil in Memphis, Tennessee. So they made fun of it. Now, listen to this, Alex. They made fun. They said, can you believe these crazy people out there, conspiracy theorists, are claiming this was dedicated to the devil? They're claiming there was a strange box that was planted at the very top and welded down. So they made a big deal of it, the mayor and the city council, ha, ha, ha. And they sent their engineers up with the newspapers, the cameras moving in the local channels. Guess what? They said, we're going to show you there's nothing there. They found the box. They took welding torches, they brought it down, they opened it up, and boy, they were shocked. There was a velvet patch in there, a bag. They opened up the bag, and there were artifacts, obviously talismans, charms. It had been dedicated to his gods, just as had been rumored by the builders of that pyramid.
Well, just like we told you in West Virginia, they had the North American Union obelisk and the pyramids and the flags, and there it is. Folks, again, a lot of atheists out there, the New World Order trains people to not believe in the spiritual, but that's only because they want them to be blind so that they can control them. But when you get into it, I don't know a globalist who isn't completely obsessed and who in their writings doesn't admit that they're basically flopping around daily being possessed by entities. They believe it, whether they're schizophrenic or not. And as you said, they now say that their gods are telling them to kill almost everyone on Earth. And so I want to get into their world population reduction and then go back through your other notes. We've got about 45 minutes left with you, Tex. You really have gotten into their documents, their plans, how they created that special forces group that's job was to, quote, be the beast and the Earth Force to kill everybody.
Yeah, the Earth Battalion.
And, the first Earth Battalion.
Colonel Jim Channon's Earth Battalion.
Yeah, and then now they've announced, and right here at Office Depot in town, two stores now, we put photos up there. It says you got to park around back if you've got an SUV.
Mm-hmm.
And they come out and tow you. And then it says this is dedicated to the Earth, and this is for the Earth, and this is this and that. And, of course, it all sounds reasonable. Meanwhile, they're the ones destroying the Earth with all the toxic waste and GMO and the rest of it. And they're now inculcating us with an anti-human, pro-death view. And I wanted to let people understand that that's what's guiding all of this. And I wanted you to speak to that and some of their monuments to death.
You know, back in the 18th century, the French Revolution, the Illuminists, of course, engendered that incredible bloody thing with the guillotines and so forth. But they said we are inaugurating an age of reason, and they claimed that they worshipped a god of reason, not the god of the other religions, but a new god, the great architect, who would build a great new order of the ages, the god of reason. Now, on page 21 of Mysterious Monuments, I have a picture of the Georgia Guidestones. Now, this is something that I visited. Here are these, it's almost like an American Stonehenge. And I went there and I saw they had a great bronze plaque, and it's written in 8 different languages, including English, French, Babylonian, cuneiform, back to Babylon. And they said, let these be guidestones to an age of reason. Now, remember, this is a new thing. This is, remember what I said, that the Illuminati elite signal future events through architecture. They built these Georgia Guidestones near the little town of Everton, Georgia. They spent many millions of dollars. And the first of the Ten Guides, these replaced the Ten Commandments, you see, for this new environmental world order. The first one says that the world must be reduced to 500 million people so that mankind will be in harmony perpetually with nature. Now, since there are 7 billion people on this planet, all they have to do is massacre 6.5 billion to make it a sustainable. They use the word sustainable, and they say 500 million is the most this planet can sustain.
And now the Pope came out today and said we must be sustainable. All the other big, they've had both Pat Robertson and Al Sharpton get together and say we agree. Newt Gingrich has come out, whose favorite people are the communists, Alvin and Heidi Toffler, saying that they are saying global warming's real. We've got to have a carbon tax on all human activity. And they say that Al Gore's going to have a 10 million man youth brigade they're now recruiting who is going to enforce that as well.
I had a good friend the other day where she worked. She mentioned that she didn't believe in global warming. And a lady that worked there, right, and they've been friends for years in the desk next door, got up and screamed at her, "How dare you not believe in global warming? You're a monster," and started calling her names. And it was like a religious fervor. "How dare you? You must believe in global warming. Don't you understand? We've got to save the planet. We've got to save..."
Well, they're now saying in the U.S. and England that we need to be arrested. We'll talk behind the scenes more about this right now.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at prisonplanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
All right, before we go any further,
front porch sitting.
I want all of you to know that we're opening the phones up in the next hour for 30 minutes at 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to take a lot of calls for Text Mars, 1-800-259-9231. Text Mars is coming up. Questions about specifically the New World Order, what they're doing. We were just now talking about the phony environmental movement. Meanwhile, the globalists are destroying the earth and we build a new one. But how it is a cult, and they admit that this is a social unification tool in their own papers, admitting it's all fake. It's just cynical and evil, and while you're busy trying to ban carbon and tax yourself, they're going to go on genetic engineering and doing things that are really bad. Text Mars.
Well, back to the Georgia Guidestones. Here we have the Illuminist signaling the future of mankind, which is a catastrophe, which will mean the wipeout of 6.5 billion people off this planet, so they can reach their reasonable goal of 500 million sustainable population. So they have this in stone, amazingly. Here we have the forensic evidence of that. So, by the way, if we go forward, I want to mention, too, as we were on the break, we were talking about, back in the late 1980s in Colorado, Maurice Strong, head of the United Nations Environmental Program, met with the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and others. And there at Crestone, Colorado, they came up with the idea for the conservation, World Conservation Bank. And all of the nations of the world would put in all of their wilderness areas and everything. And by the way, the interesting thing about this is we then began this great process of internationalizing all of America's wilderness areas and national parks with the United Nations biospheres.
And people didn't believe it, but we got the treaty agreements. It was a handover of that, but not just that, the buffer zones, and now those are all the areas they're grabbing and setting off limits.
That's right, because nature is to be the great world religion. But who is the god of nature? Nature's god. Well, it's Pan, the horn god of the forest. Here again, everything goes back to these devils. And by the way, to indicate that was the future of the world, this Pan, the horned god of witchcraft, in London, England, in Hyde Park, which is sort of like New York Central Park, they have built a great statue of Pan, the horned devil god. A man named Epstein was the sculptor, and underneath it, there's a bronze plaque. Now imagine, go to London, England, go to Hyde Park, and there you have a great devil goat god statue, and underneath it says, Family of Man. Family of Man. He's head of the Family of Man, according to the Illuminists. And by the way, go to the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., and have pictures of it. You'll also find
got a devil
gods.
Right there, yeah.
There's a devil god. I think that's pages 388, 389 of Mysterious Monuments. Even Darth Vader, because the Book of Daniel, the Bible says, the last day's ruler, world king, the Antichrist, will be the god of forces. And there we have old Darth Vader in stone. It's a little comedic in a way, and yet it's
symbolic.
Well,
it's funny for the public, but then it's not for everybody else.
Now imagine, here we have a great a Gothic cathedral, the National Cathedral, where they had the 9/11, you know, interfaith memorial service with all the presidents and religious leaders. And there's Darth Vader looking down on people. But you can't see him. You got to have a telephoto lens because these demons and devils are all up on the ledges in stone looking down on passers-by. Now, I want to get back to this North American Union thing. What other ways have they signaled?
Okay, let's stay there. We got a one-minute break, and then we're going to come in and get into the North American Union and take calls. Text Mars, the new book, Mysterious Monuments, Enshroud the World with Magic Seduction. 1-800-259-9231. Get the book at Infowars.com today. You can also get it with a companion video of my new film, Endgame. They both dovetail together. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism, These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, we're back live with Tex Mars. I want to come back in the next segment, go directly to your calls. Michael, Cheffy, and many others that are holding 1-800-259-9231. We are live, 17th day of July, 2008. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are my websites. Tex websites, of course, at TexMars.com. PowerProphecy.com, ConspiracyWorld.com. New book he's got out, encyclopedic in size. Very, very important. And we hope that you will get a copy of it as I hold it up for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Mysterious Monuments. Okay, how are they heralding and bringing in their North American Union?
Three North American Union pyramids, structure they built. But interestingly enough, remember, a facet of this North American Union is the ending of American sovereignty, the bringing in of a new currency, the Amaro. Now, they have actually built an entire new U.S. Mint in Fort Worth, Texas. And here are the pictures of it for your TV site. Here again, what do we have? We have a great circle indicating the whole world falls under the sway of what? Well, the men of the pyramid. The pyramid
so that's the all-seeing eye above the world, architecturally, is what that means.
That's right. Here is an aerial view, and both of these shots, by the way, are in Mysterious Monuments. Here we have, notice the Great Pyramid on top of the circle of the world. This is where I believe the Amaro is going to be printed. Everything must be made new. This is between on the freeway between Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas. I went there. I took some of these pictures. And by the way, I did some research, and I asked the I called and talked to the architectural office that designed this building. And I said, by the way, the architect in charge, might he have been a Freemason? And they said, yes, how did you know? And he designed this building on Masonic principles. That's what they told me at the U.S. Office of Bureau of Engraving.
They don't even hide it.
They thought it was a great idea. And by the way, they said that they wanted an actual all-seeing eye there at the gate. But for some reason, management said no to that. So they got all everything. I guess that would have been too much.
So the
Amaro, a new U.S. printing.
Tell folks about
plan.
This.
All right. Now we talk about the greatest sex cult in the world. Now, I know this is vulgar. This is grotesque. But these men actually believe in sexual rituals.
You've got the breast right here. You've got the phallus.
Yeah, well, this is the new state capital of the state of Florida. Remember, Jeb Bush was the governor when this thing was built. And architectural, now architects themselves, one of the most popular websites, chose this as the most sexual piece of architecture in the world. It's the state capital of Florida. And what it is, it's the man's testicles and the man's phallus. Now, can you believe the
state
capital of Florida?
They love stuff that doubles because they can say that's breast too. Yeah, but it's the testicles and the... And they admit this. It's real funny to them.
Yeah.
It's a sex cult.
It is a sex cult.
And in their dominance in sex, they believe in killing the majority of us so we can't procreate because that's magical to them. So it's also
that's
a
right.
great greediness to kill you.
There is a sex ritual, of course, in such secret societies as the Bohemian Grove, the Order of Skull and Bones.
Oh, by the way, speak of the devil, that's going on right now.
Oh, yeah, the Bohemian Grove is they're down there worshiping their great owl that you exposed
and having
in your video,
and
Alex.
Having man-on-man intercourse.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing. But even the 15 young men initiated in the Order of Skull and Bones, in Mysterious Monuments, I actually show the original layout of the city of New Haven. Now, remember, that the words New Haven means the new heaven. This is where the educational center of the world was going to be. Would you believe?
Well, Masons founded Niederwald, which means underworld outside Austin. But sorry, go ahead.
Well, here we have, and by the way, this is a 1797, dated 1797, a drawing of the city plan. It shows a nine-square city because concealed in the number nine is 666. But in the very center of the city, they show it will be the town cemetery. The center is the center of death of New Haven, Connecticut, where Yale University...
Well, they also admit, Yale admits the town, the university's laid out as a skull and crossbones.
It is. In fact, you will see in the original layout, you will see a skull and bones. And this comes from the book. It is the diary of Ezra Stiles. He was a high-level Freemason, and he was one of the first presidents of Yale College. And he actually showed, here is our city. And by the way, right next to the town cemetery is the tomb, the resident for the Skull and Bones, the 15 young men initiated.
A devil cult runs our society.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Michael in Texas, Cheffy in London, John in Oklahoma, Morgan in Georgia. We're going to get to all your calls, 1-800-259-9231. Tex Mars is with us again in studio. And I got to tell you, get his book, ladies and gentlemen, at Infowars.com. And you can also get it discounted with my film discounted Endgame that ties in with it, their master plan to carry out global extermination. It's all stated. It's the most important info out there. You need this book. It's huge. Great coffee table book. Great to wake up friends and family. Very affordable. Infowars.com. Also get my new film, Truth Rising, while you're at it. My new cinema verite style film on DVD at Infowars.com. Tex, in closing, you were talking about how they signal future events. Then we're going to go to calls.
Through architecture and through symbology and even through the currency, In 1935, Franklin Roosevelt, then the 32-degree Mason, and his Secretary of Agriculture, who was a 33rd-degree Mason, Henry Wallace, they had a plan, and they changed the currency of the United States. For the first time in 1935, it was finally admitted to the public that there was a reverse, a secret hidden
they called
side
it, they called
of
it
the Great
Seal. Secret
side. That's right.
You can be shown the pyramid.
It's on the $1 bill. The Great Pyramid of Egypt, the all-seeing eye of the sun god, or Lucifer, and the words Novus Ordo Seclorum. 1935. And guess what? Exactly 6 years later, great human sacrifice and blood. Pearl Harbor. The inauguration into the world War II era of the United States. The number six. 6 years after we had the great sign of Osiris and Horus, the great sun god and his son, and the pyramid, we had unleashed this great American death period with Pearl Harbor. So everything is signal in advance. The Georgia Guidestones saying we intend to catapult the world into this new world order and there will be great death.
So this was the secret seal but could only be shown to the slaves in 35.
That's right.
And they'd already had the seal made turn of the century, 30 years plus before, if I remember the story correctly. But then they finally even had a little display and said, look, you can see this now. Let's go ahead and show folks.
Yes, origins actually go all the way back to Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, but it was kept hidden.
Yeah, but I just seen a documentary where they showed when they had the 1 minute that they had at the Capitol, I believe, and it was another side they showed everybody.
They call this the obverse side. I think it's quite interesting. By the way, even the great eagle itself is a sign of empire. And over the eagle, you will see a six-pointed star, the hexagram. It's not just a star. It is the six-pointed star, the hexagram, that is used to put a curse on things. So I want to ask a question. Did they place a curse on the United States with this great hexagram placed over the eagle on our dollar bill? But again, all of this is mirrored in architecture. These people have these unheavenly visions. I want to mention, too, that the United Nations building was built on Egyptian satanic architectural principles, worshiping the god Shu, and I have a picture of that in Mysterious Monuments, the United Nations Secretariat building, and predictably, shortly after the United Nations was formed, the Korean War ensued, and great death and bloodshed. So bloodshed and death follows architecture. And I think we can see the plans of the Illuminati, the grand design that Manly P. Hall, 33rd degree Mason, called it. The grand design is revealed in architecture, unknown to the average person, but known only to the higher level hierophants and initiates.
Okay, amazing information, and a lot of it is covered in Mysterious Monuments. You can also, at InfoWars.com, when you get Mysterious Monuments, get the first part, which is, of course, Codex Magica, just as thick, just as amazing. And briefly, tell folks what's covered in Codex Magica for those that don't have it, Tex.
Well, Codex Magica is another huge book with 1,000 photographs and illustrations. Codex Magica is the same size as Mysterious Monuments, but it covers the Illuminati and the elite and all of the secret societies, including Freemasonry, their secret hand signs, their secret rituals done in plain sight on television and magazines and newspapers, how they actually contort their bodies and handshakes, symbols, signs, the meaning of these. And it's just amazing what you find.
And Tex, you've been me. When did you really wake up to the New World Order? 20 years ago?
Well, I believe, yeah, I can almost, I remember it just knocked me down when I discovered it. You know, I really pointed back. I'd done much exposing the New Age movement and its occultic
infiltrating ways. Christianity, yeah. And that led you back.
Yeah, well, I had a young man, a tremendously brilliant guy. He worked for a high tech, I'll just tell you, worked for IBM, an engineer. He graduated from Yale University. He came to visit me. And he was a Christian man. He says, Tex, I know you've done all this study of the occult and mystery Babylon and the ancient religions, but are you aware of the secret societies? And he said, I studied the Order of Skull and Bones when I was a student at Yale University. And I said, well, tell me what you know. And he did. And by the way, he had written a dissertation while he was at Yale University. Roger Javins was his name. And he said, here, I want you to see this. That propelled me into this incredible study of secret societies.
That took you behind the curtain, behind the curtain.
Well, it did, and I'd say that was about 22 years ago now, today. And that's why Mysterious Monuments and Codex Magica are based on over 20 years of research.
That's where I was going, is that this is really, I don't want to say your penultimate, because you're going to do a lot more, but this is really the sum or the essence of your work and research, and it's so important that people have these. We're going to your calls, but I do want to draw a picture for people. Very simple. The globalists, their symbol is also the pyramid, the Illuminati, because it's a symbol of compartmentalization. We're the big mass down here at the bottom, and then they're the illuminated ones on top. But to make it more simple in squares, you see this, you're in a box, and we'll show people a close shot of this. You think you see everything, but really you're a Republican or you're a Democrat. You've got this limited view. And then meanwhile, you have no idea that you are part of a larger structure, that there are other people who have their own views and their own ideas and their own systems of thought, and there's even different cults and different groups that think they have all the answers and different, you know, organizations and governments and strata. And the Illuminati, they have unlimited funding. They are just masters at having their people with different levels of knowledge controlling all of these strata with corporate management systems. And that's why they're in control. They know they're the builders. They're the architects. They know how to lay all this out. They pay attention to detail. And that's why they say you're profane and deserve to die, because you can't even figure out that you are limited and blinded down to the point of not even being able to see outside this box. So I don't claim that you have to believe everything I'm saying or what Tex is saying, though I trust and know what Tex is saying is accurate because I've studied what he's reported. I just want you to realize you are in a box. And all of us are to a certain extent. You know, we're finite. We're not infinite like God. The Illuminati tries to play God, but they use systems and mechanisms and mathematics to try to mimic it. And it's a joke compared to what God does. I mean, even a joke is saying too much. But compared to what we as individuals do, it is, you know, John marveled at the beast. And that's the whole system. And so that's what we're facing here. I want to go to calls, but briefly, how the compartmentalization operates.
Well, Alex, we have some tremendous people out there that are exposing different facets of this. And I commend them. For example, there are people out there that are studying the Jesuit order, the Order of the Jesuits, which is a Catholic order, or the Knights of Malta, or Opus Dei. Others really focus their attention on the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, or Freemasonry. Now, you know, I'm glad for all these things, but they get so focused on the one group, they forget, as you just did, that the pyramid has many stones.
Show us, yeah.
It has many facets. And listen, they will end one. If the Bohemian Grove is exposed too much, they'll end it and start another one. They're not beyond this incredible proliferation of secret societies and groups. So we need to understand that if a person says, oh, no, it's only the Jesuits, it's only the Vatican, it's only this, it's only the Zionists. No. These people have created a system where everything concretes together. It fits together. And as you just said, they are the capstone. And they're going to crown this monumental system, even this architectural colossus. And everything is being built now, and the ultimate is coming up. And I believe that the year 2009, for example, will be a very important year, because 2 times 9 equals 18, and 18 is 6 plus 6 plus 6. Is that ridiculous? Of course it's ridiculous. It's absurd. But they believe it. The Illuminists actually believe it. And they have their lower-level subordinates, let's just call them, the George Bushes, the Cheneys, the Olmerts, the Browns, and so forth, to do their bidding. All of these people are servants themselves.
Absolutely. Let's take a call, and as we go into break, we'll take calls behind the scenes as well. Let's talk to Cheffy in London first. You're on the air with Tex Mars Worldwide.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Sorry, this is the first time, so... basically, there was a couple of points I needed to mention. First one was in respect... I'm actually a Muslim from London, and...
Wait. Tex is getting his headset on, and they're having a malfunction. Let me help you with them, Tex. Keep talking, Cheffy.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, basically, I just wanted to thank your guest and yourself for all the work that you've done. But there was just a couple of points I wanted to mention. One was in respect to the star and the crescent, which many people today actually state it's a true Islamic symbol. Its origins are actually from Constantinople, when the Muslims took Constantinople in 1453.
That's right. They adopted the symbol of the city.
The symbol of Constantinople was the star and the crescent. And
well, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Now, that's true, but they liked the sign because they already liked the moon. Muhammad came from a tribe that were moon worshippers.
No, this is actually about 6,000 or 7,000 years preceding that. I mean, we can debate these issues, but there was a couple of other things I wanted to mention as well. The other one,
Constantinople, isn't 8,000 years old, sir.
No, it's about 7,000 years old. If you actually go into the history of it. The symbol itself.
Well, we're going to keep talking behind the scenes with you for all the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Final segment with Tex coming up. Fine. We're just here talking about how it is now a Muslim symbol today. It's on top of the mosque and it's on the flags. And the point is that they're making the memorial that out in Shanksville. So that's not debatable. We'll find out exactly what you're getting at here. Man, this hour and a half's gone by so fast. Your call straight ahead. Michelle, John, Morgan, others. Stay there, Cheffy.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Well, time has just blasted past, and I want to go to John and Morgan. We're talking to Michelle from PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and she was talking about how she was out at Colorado Springs, Colorado, where they're openly setting up the martial law takeover of America. So she gets out of the military and goes to Dallas, and now they're running checkpoints in her neighborhood. Now they're going to use the National Guard for gun confiscation. They just calmly announce it. I mean, it's happening, folks. They're putting it in place. Finish up with what's happening in Dallas, Michelle.
Well, absolutely. I can only talk about from my own personal experience. And again, I just want to point out again to anybody who's new to listening to your show that I am a U.S. veteran. Served it proudly, my country, the U.S. Army, the whole Iraq War thing. But I have a spirit of discernment, and I went with my heart. And many times was asked to re-up, is what they call it, to stay in the military and do that. But I just knew I had to go with the spirit and just really go out there and do the right thing. But I was talking to you about how the police checks are going on and things of that nature. Even when I went to my local mall, which was about 2 weeks ago, I got confronted by the local mall police as well as the city police, and they were in there. And I made the comment to him saying that you essentially what you share on your show, how this is a Nazi kind of operation, and he got completely upset with me and walked away. But it blew my mind because I thought to myself, this is real, and I'm a soldier or a former soldier, a veteran, and this is how they treat me.
Yeah,
of course,
just...
they didn't know that, but it doesn't matter.
They're turning the heat up slowly. Michelle, call me back another day when there's not a guest and tell me more about this. It's everywhere. Boston. When I was in D.C., there'd be crowds of tourists just in the middle of a park and cops would come over and yell at them. And was there to let you know that you're a slave, and now it's happening everywhere. Tex?
Well, you know, a lady like Michelle, who has served this country and deserves respect, can you believe that President Bush and John McCain violently opposed the GI Bill, the Education Act. And here these people are having limbs torn off, and they don't want to help pay for their college because, you know, they want to keep them entrapped in the military. They're afraid too many may get out and go to college.
Well,
this was just horrible, the treatment through the Veterans Administration and everything. Listen, I'm getting on a tangent here, but after a 20-year career in the Air Force, people deserve more respect from our government. And I'll tell you something else. Our men and women who served in Iraq and Afghanistan deserve to know the truth about 9/11. And it is unpatriotic to oppose the truth-telling.
Absolutely. You know,
they are the unpatriots. We're the patriots because we're saying we want to know for the sake of our men and women who have lost limbs and lives and sacrificed in the Iraq War and Afghanistan. We want them to know what the truth is about 9/11. I'm sorry, I just got a little upset about that.
No, I agree. They treat them like absolute crap. They're even denying them health care now, as you know.
Have you heard the VA budget and all that?
Have you heard 35-year employees, even managers at GM, are being told no health care? They have contracts saying they're supposed to get it, and they say no.
Well, across America, health care is being cut out by corporations. And of course,
and now it's going to be government, which is going to sound good, but then that's going to be eugenics.
That's right. They're pushing people, and now people are going to say, "Hey, Obama, President Obama, or President McCain, we've got to have health care now." And of course, you're absolutely right.
And now they'll be able to.
Yeah,
the government is going to do what they want with you and tell the doctors what to do so they can carry out eugenics. I apologize to John and Morgan and others. We just don't have time to get to you. We are out of time. I have an Academy Award winner coming up. Talk about two films she's doing. And it's just been absolutely amazing having Tex in here. Tex, give people the toll-free number so they can call and get a free copy. Sign up for your newsletter. They get it free all year, every month. Tell them how they can call and get a free copy of that.
Oh, yeah. We'll give them the special edition on mysterious monuments. Has a lot of pictures in it and such. No cost at all. Absolutely free. Just call us toll-free, 1-800-234-9222. 9673. Give us your address. Nobody will ask for a penny from you. Of course, the book is available through Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PowerProphecy.com. But the free newsletter, hey, they don't have to buy anything. Just call 1-800-234-9673.
Absolutely, and I really do hope that listeners will get Texmar's book. You can also call toll-free and get it, 888-253-3139. Also get Endgame. People need to see that film. That film's really waking people up. If you haven't gotten a DVD of Endgame, this information is very damaging to the New World Order, and who knows how long you'll be able to get it. I mean, don't take these shows and the internet and radio and books and films for granted. So go to Infowars.com or call toll-free and get Mysterious Monuments, get Endgame, get my new film, Truth Rising. They all need to be seen, and you need to realize that you're the solution. Look in the mirror. It's you that's going to fight the New World Order and wake up hearts and minds. They're out recruiting their people right now. We've got to recruit ours, 888-253-3139. Or you can see all my films online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to come back with Eva Orner. I want to thank Tex Mars. Thanks. It was incredible, Tex.
Hey, thank you, Alex.
Tex,
God bless you, my
just
friend.
Absolutely amazing. I'm going to twist Tex's arm, getting back here in the next month or two to really take a lot of calls. God bless you all. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
Stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
I wish that I could fly and
Well, for the next 30 minutes, Eva Orner is our guest, Academy Award-winning documentary filmmaker of Taxi to the Dark Side, the torture and mass murder of children, knowing they were totally innocent just to create the image that they were fighting Al CIA to. And I want to get a recap from her about the aftermath of the film coming out, winning the Academy Award. Now more has come out. You've got the big International Association of Doctors, Generals of the Military, and our own government saying it's high treason, that it's all war crimes. So really vindicated, validated, vindicated in the right word, because they were always right and everybody pretty much commended them, but validated in spades. But also she's here because coming out is Gonzo, the life and work of Dr. Hunter S. Thompson, and it's also narrated by Johnny Depp. Eva Orner just is involved in so much fine work. I met her when she was here working on a documentary kind of covering the 9/11 truth movement with us, but she's not here to talk about that today. And so we have her with us, and later we're going to play a clip of Hunter S. Thompson talking about 9/11 being an inside job. I'd also interviewed some of his friends who said right before he died he was working on stories about Bush and pedophile rings and gay porn stars and the rest of it, which came out in the news later. We're in the White House, you know, the gay porn stars. But Eva Orner, it's very nice to have you on with us.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
It's getting crazier and crazier. They're announcing National Guard to do house-to-house gun confiscation just nonchalantly in America. Obama's calling for a million-man Stasi force, it's just everything is insane.
It certainly is. It certainly is. But, I'm just glad I get to make movies.
Yeah, and going to dangerous places like Afghanistan and China and the rest of it. Tell us about Gonzo. Let's get into that first.
We actually made Gonzo at the same time as we were making Taxi to the Dark Side, which was a really interesting thing to be doing at the same time. And I think in a lot of ways it really helped us with making Taxi, because it was, well, it's not a light film by any means. It's definitely a lot lighter than, you know, the subject of torture, which we covered in Taxi. So we made them concurrently. And, you know, it's a film about, you know, the great late Hunter S. Thompson, you know, who's one of the finest journalists and writers that has come out of America, you know, in, I would say, comfortably the last 50 to 100 years. And we were approached to make it after he killed himself. So we started making it. The first thing we shot was actually his ashes scattering that Johnny Depp organized at his house in Woody Creek, at Hunter's house in Woody Creek. And then, you know, we had unprecedented access to all of Hunter's estate. You know, he was an incredible hoarder, so we had access to all of this incredible archival material. And we had an incredible team of researchers who went through it all and put it together. And, you know, it's just a really comprehensive look at the pinnacle of his career, which was when he wrote in the late 60s and early 70s, when he wrote Hell's Angels, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and Fear and Loathing on the Campaign Trail, and some seminal articles as well.
And I want to talk about the film, and it's getting great reviews by the New York Times and others. Just congratulations. You've hit the zeitgeist, Eva Orner, and made so many films before this that are great as well.
Well, we have to also credit the person that I worked with that whole time, who's really the force behind these films, which is the great director Alex Gibney, who also directed Taxi to the Dark Side.
And, of course, he also before that made the Enron film.
Exactly. He's a really amazing force to be reckoned with. He's an incredible filmmaker.
Well, he also, I mean, not just as a filmmaker, he picks great topics, great, great subjects, you know, great things to cover.
Yeah, he definitely knows how to get in trouble.
Man, I can't wait to see this. I know it'll be next year impossible to see it at any of the film festivals. How are we going to be able to see this?
Gonzo? Gonzo came out on July 4 in 25 cities across the country, and I was just checking with your producer, and it is on in Austin at the minute, actually.
Well, guys, we're going to have to go see this. I also want to see that movie about the Huns. We've been so busy, they want to scurry off and watch Batman. I don't particularly want to. And Jason can't go. He's got to go watch Ultimate Fighting Saturday. I want to go see it. So, fantastic. Eva, tell us more about the film.
The thing about Hunter, I think, when people think about Hunter S. Thompson, a lot of people have very preconceived ideas about, you know, he was a big partier. He hung out with a lot of celebrities, or a lot of celebrities hung out with him. You know, he took copious amounts of drugs. He was very famous for the amount of alcohol and drugs that he took. And, you know, what we did was actually make a film that's got a really, it's a lot of fun and it's a great film to watch, but it's actually really serious in its tone, and it's a great history lesson and a great recount of history. And we actually start the film with a really, you know, our style of, you know, a dig at the current US administration. Before Hunter killed himself, he wasn't terribly prolific for the last 2 years of his life, but he was writing a blog for ESPN, and he wrote this incredible blog in response to 9/11 as he was watching it happen on television. And he really predicted what was going to happen. He predicted that George Bush was going to, you know, declare martial law, and he kind of predicted, you know, the Patriot Act and, you know, all of this amazing stuff. So we actually start the film with that, and Johnny Depp's reading it, because Johnny Depp played Hunter in the Terry Gilliam movie Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. So Johnny Depp narrates the film as Hunter, and we only use Hunter's actual written words as narration in the film. So it's sort of very artful and lovely. But, you know, the film starts with this scathing account of what was happening in America, and then it goes back and kind of traces his career from, you know, from his early days as a young journalist and writer, all the way through to being like a pop culture sort of icon until his death. But, you know, I think one of the best parts of the film, or one of my favourite parts of the film, is when we cover the great book that he wrote, Fear and Loathing on the Campaign Trail, in 1972. And we, you know, George McGovern features very heavily in that section, and we cover the Eagleton affair, and, you know, Gary Hart talks about it. And, you know, there's some really great people in the film that we interviewed. So it's definitely, there's definitely someone in the film for every audience member. I think it's a great film. I've been sitting in a lot of audiences lately. I was just in Australia where it premiered in the Sydney Film Festival, and I was doing a whole lot of Q&As in LA the last few weeks, and audiences are responding incredibly well to the film.
Why do you think so many celebrities and people at the time liked Hunter S. Thompson's writing?
You know, I think if you've read his writing and you're familiar with his writing, it's so fresh and so unique and so exciting, and even now, you know, some of it's, you know, 50 years old, and it's, is it 50? Or, you know, 40, 45 years old. It's so powerful and dynamic, and while so many people have tried to copy, you know, his Gonzo style, it still is incredibly fresh. It's honest, it's irreverent, it's funny, it's angry. It's really, it's just, it's so unusual and so dynamic, and I think that's what appeals to it. I mean, it's so funny because obviously from my accent, people can tell that I'm originally from Australia. And
well, I mean, I grew up with Hunter S. Thompson books laying around because my mom's a big fan, and I read quite a few of them, and I do think a lot of it was great info. What I liked is how he also changed, you know, as he got more info. I mean, he clearly at the end knew that the Bush administration was a pedophile cult. And I've talked to his friends and witnesses and people that, you know, he wrote things to, and he was getting ready to do a big piece on that. He also, you know, began to believe it was a total inside job, as other prominent writers also believed. Of course, the famous author of Slaughterhouse-Five got in contact with me before he died, but then wouldn't come on the show for some reason, Kurt Vonnegut, and said it was an inside job and commended my films. So it's really amazing to know that he had woken up to that before he died, and so had Kurt Vonnegut. I just wish they would have said more before they died. With the material you ran into, did you see him from saying they're going to use this to make us a police state to him then waking up as they blew up the towers?
No, I mean, we really didn't go into that, and we honestly didn't come across anything like that. But,
well, let me play an audio clip right now. Sure. Here's Hunter S. Thompson. This is about a year before he died. Here it is.
The first question I have is basically to get from you a sense of how you would rate the American media in their coverage of the events of the attack last September. I mean, what's your assessment of how the American media has performed?
Well, let's see. Shamefully is a word that comes to mind, but that's not true in the case of, it depends. You know, you have to, their papers, and there's the New York Times, Washington Post, but overall the American journalism, I think, has been cowed and intimidated by this massive flag-sucking, this patriotic orgy that the White House keeps whipping up. You know, if you criticize the president, it's unpatriotic and there's something wrong with you, you may be a terrorist. And I've been raving against this from the very beginning, but I don't have much of a constant national platform now because I've been working on this book, Kingdom of Fear, which is really describes what's going on over here, the Kingdom of Fear.
So in that sense, Hunter S. Thompson, there's not enough room for dissenting voices?
Well, there's plenty of room. There's just not enough. People are willing to take the risk. It's just sort of a herd mentality, a lemming-like mentality. If you don't go with the flow, you're anti-American and therefore a suspect. And we've seen this before, these patriotic frenzies. And wartime, you know, they declare, it's very convenient having an undeclared war that you can call a war and impose military tribunals and wartime security. And then we got these generals telling us that this war is going to go on for a long, long time. Maybe it's not so much the generals now. The generals are a little afraid to invade Iraq, a little worried about it. But it's the civilians in the White House, this gang of thieving, just lobbyists for the military-industrial complex.
You know, this is a 10-minute clip. I meant to cut it down before airtime, and I don't think we're going to have time to play it all. But he goes in, they say, you know, did this help the Bush administration? He says, absolutely, it helped him. Yeah, it's really suspicious. And I'm going to post it on the web again at prisonplanet.com for folks that want to hear it. And it's actually an hour-long interview. This is a 10-minute cut down. But then I talked to one of the editors at a major Canadian paper who was friends with him. I talked to others. I got some of his correspondences where he was saying, yeah, they blew those buildings up, controlled demolitions. I'm going to go public about it. And then he supposedly committed suicide. And I know his son was home at the time and didn't see it happen, but said, yeah, it looked like he killed himself. But obviously, Eva, you've heard the people that are out there who are suspicious that Hunter S. Thompson didn't kill himself, though he always talked about how he was going to kill himself. So, I mean, you think it's pretty clear he did kill himself?
Yeah, I mean, we've actually got footage in the film of him with his longtime collaborator and illustrator, Ralph Steadman, when he was quite young, visiting a morgue and pre-planning his funeral with him. You know, he'd always, always, always talked about killing himself. When the time was right, it was going to happen. So I don't actually think that there's, you know, any evidence to dispute that. You know, he was at home with his family.
Why did he want to kill himself? I mean, was that him trying to take control of his life at the end, or?
I think he'd always had this crazy death wish, and he'd always talked about it since he was really young and healthy. But when he died, he was in failing health. I mean, he was a guy who'd been really, you know, so productive and so amazing and so talented and so successful. However, he was a huge drinker and a huge drug taker, and his health was starting to fail him. And I just think it just got to a point where he just couldn't take it anymore. So it was no huge surprise, although all of his longtime amazing friends who talk in the film and family all say something that to me is another really powerful part of the film. You know, and I think Jimmy Buffett, really talented musician, actually says, you know, it's fun reminiscing about him, it's fun talking about him, but, you know, I really miss him. And the most tragic thing is that he could have wielded a pretty powerful sword right now against what's going on in this country.
Well, yeah, so many people respect him that he could have really exposed what happened. And then I think he would have been the type when the Democrats get in and carry out the same tyranny. I think he would have spoken.
Totally. He was pretty across the board like that. And I think also the other thing that I really like about the film whenever I do like press screenings and stuff is it sort of feels to me like the end of the film kind of is incredibly inspiring, and I feel like it's a call to arms to young journalists to get a bit of gonzo and start asking tough questions and writing articles that are madly critical about what's going on, and, you know, and just, you know, really start messing with people. You know, I was watching George Bush's press conference that he did yesterday, and I was watching the media just asking these incredibly lame questions, and just, you know, someone should just break out and go a little crazy and really.
Well, that's why I agree, and you've done a great job. I can't wait to see this film, Taxi to the Dark Side. I saw that at the Arbor here in Austin, and it just blew me away, and I bet that's where this is showing. I kept waiting for it to come out, and then suddenly it's there to interview Eva, and I'm like, you informed me it's out. I'm gonna go run off and see it as soon as
you'll like it.
Oh, well, I was totally blown away by your last film, Taxi to the Dark Side, and I do want to try to get the director on as well because he witnessed also so much of the information as well.
Yeah.
What is it like winning an Academy Award?
Oh, it's pretty good fun, Alex.
You can take it, you know, if it comes.
It was a really, magical experience, and it was even better and sweeter for us because we made a film that really a lot of people didn't want us to make. We made a film that was really hard to finance. Most of our films are a lot easier to finance. No one wanted to put money into it because at the end of the day, at the time, everyone was like, who wants to make a film about torture? And so it was such sweet vindication. And also, of all the films nominated, all the feature documentaries nominated this year, ours was by far the darkest. So it was a real nod from members of the Academy, our filmmaking peers and the industry that such a dark, challenging film.
Let me elaborate on that. I mean, people criticize me saying I'm being negative. No, ignoring these bad things is what is negative. And lancing the wound, treating it, admitting these bad things are going on, also gets our name back to a certain extent. I know some of your filmmakers are American, others are from other countries, but we appreciate it, the fact that this can be exposed so it doesn't continue to happen. And so how dare those, I know I saw some criticism of this is negative and anti-American. No, it's not. Torturing innocent people is un-American.
Exactly. And the great thing about the film, too, is it's going to screen on HBO Uncut in September, just before the elections, which is really, I think, going to be fantastic, and I think it'll get a lot of exposure. So that's really exciting. And, the other thing that was, we made it, gosh, we finished it about well over a year ago, so, we started making it like 3 years ago, and one of my concerns at the time, which is now is so bittersweetly funny, but, one of my concerns was, God, what if this is just incredibly irrelevant by the time it comes out? What if it's all over? What if Guantanamo is closed? What if, this isn't a discussion anymore? And it's just this morning I was driving to an appointment and I was listening to NPR and Jane Mayer, who was one of our a huge help in the film. She's a New Yorker journalist who broke a lot of stories about torture over the last couple of years. She's just put a book out that's called The Dark Side, and it's really,
and now
along
we've
the same
got
lines
the,
as our film.
Exactly. Now we have the Red Cross coming out and saying war crimes. Now the gauntlet's down to the establishment, not the American Red Cross, International Red Cross folks, different folks, saying you did this, you need to be punished. Final segment with Eva Orner, straight ahead. She is an Academy Award winner for Taxi to the Dark Side. We'll talk about that film when we get back.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Oscar winner, Eva Orner slams U.S. government as war criminals. Herald Sun, all over these big newspapers. She's bold, she's got a lot of courage, and I just am honored to even know her. She's a very sweet lady, too. I've been interviewed by a couple of mainstream TV networks, Discovery Channel, History Channel. History and somebody else, and they've been real mean to us. So she called up and said, "Where would Discovery Channel want to do it?" And I was like yelling at her meanly. She still turned the other cheek, and they turned out to be great folks. Making so many big films. Gonzo is the one in theaters across the country right now. You'll want to go see that. And she was just telling me during the break that Taxi the Dark Side is going to be screening on HBO in the next few months. She'll give us the exact date in a moment. You want to see this. It's very disturbing, though. And, I mean, you want to see who they're torturing to death. You'll get a chance. Young men, young kids, totally innocent. The sickos they had doing it. The orders to do it. And then it's going to be on DVD. And I'm going to get a hold of these. I'm going to have these on the website. But they'll be in stores as well. You need to show this to everybody. Eva Orner, do you have the exact date of when it's going to be screening on HBO?
I actually don't, but it's going to be definitely September, and they're going to be screening it uncut, and there'll be a lot of publicity surrounding it. And then after it screens on HBO, it'll be widely available on DVD.
By uncut, so, is that more hardcore than the theater?
No, it's the theater cut, but, you know, I think a lot of networks, the reason we love that HBO is showing it is because they're going to show it uncut, and yep. It's definitely challenging, and there are definitely really disturbing scenes in it. So
you've got some video and photos. You've got some video and photos that were never put on the news, folks. Some of this is XXX, and we don't mean that in a good way.
We had amazing access. We had amazing access, you know, and incredible researchers, and we got a lot of footage that nobody's seen before. So it's definitely a disturbing and thought-provoking film.
Yeah, folks, you'll actually be inside the torture pits. Not the sanitized stuff you saw on the news, and no, that's horrible to say, but you think it's cute seeing movies like Hostel and stuff. It's not cute. It's not funny. You need to see Taxi the Dark Side. In closing, you've had a lot of courage. Is it fulfilling to know you're really doing good in the world, Eva?
You know, it's really good at a time like this when the world doesn't feel like the greatest place in my lifetime anyway. It feels good to be making stuff that is thought-provoking and challenging and provocative and makes a difference, in some small way. Yeah, it's really inspiring, and that's the sort of stuff that I hope to continue to do.
But it's not in a small way. I mean, they wouldn't fund you. People told you don't make it. You did it. You won the Oscar, and now you're catapulting with another huge film. I just love the success story, Eva, and I love watching from afar your success. Because that's what floats my boat in life, is seeing other people succeed through adversity, and there's nothing more beautiful. We're going to get your director of Taxi to the Dark Side and Gonzo on, because I can also interview him about his Enron film, The Smartest Guys in the Room, and that's going to be interesting as well. Give out some of the websites for your film company or any other info.
The website for the Alex Gibney's company is jigsawprods.com. And there's a website for the Hunter S. Thompson movie, which is, I believe, let me just double check, hunterthompsonmovie.com, where you can see the trailer and read all about it and read the press kit. But if you just Google Hunter S. Thompson film, you'll find a lot of information as well. The trailer's everywhere, and there's lots and lots of reviews.
So, all right, Eva.
And also same with Taxi to the Dark Side. Just Google it, and you'll find lots of interesting information.
And by the way, Johnny Depp is narrating the new Gonzo film.
Yeah, and he's in it as well. He's interviewed as well. He's pretty terrific.
Yeah, neat guy. Okay, thank you so much for spending time with us, Eva.
My pleasure, Alex. Take care.
You bet. I'm going to go see her movie and then call you back. What a sweet lady. What a smart lady. All right, we're out of time. John, say bye to her. We are out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of my film, which has no voiceover from Alex Jones and is amazing and shows you who the truth movement is, how 9/11 is an inside job, how the first responders aren't getting treatment. It is Truth Rising. It needs to be seen. PrisonPlanet.tv. Watch it right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. Retransmission starts now with all the big guests we had on today at InfoWars.com for the audio streams. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit